Thanks for using our next generation RealPlayer for Mac OS X. You'll find loads of powerful features to play your favorite media on the web.
The NovaM stream is brought to you by FuelTheFuture.fiz.
Do you want to change the whole world 1 mile at a time? Then you need to visit FuelTheFuture.fiz and find out how you can increase your fuel mileage while decreasing toxic emissions. Go to FuelTheFuture.fiz.
In Washington, the AP's Ron Fournier says this endorsement could bring a lot of other people into the Obama camp.
People who are afraid to vote against the Clintons, people who are afraid to come out and work against the powerful Clinton family, now have some enormous cover with Ted Kennedy.
Florida is the focus for the Republicans, with the latest poll showing John McCain and Mitt Romney in a virtual dead heat. At a campaign rally, Romney lashed out at the Democrats.
You see the Democrats, they're out there pushing their message, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, calling people to change America, and they will change America. They'll take us down a road towards Europe, slow growth and stagnation. It's the wrong way to go.
And McCain hit hard on his main campaign theme.
Our nation's security is our foremost obligation to our people. We all know that.
National security, the war in Iraq, and the economy are among the issues President Bush will stress tonight in his final State of the Union address. And the AP's Mark Smith reports he'll also speak out against some congressional pet projects.
Critics call these projects pork, since lawmakers use them to bring the bacon home to their districts. But the legislative term is earmarks, lines slipped into spending bills reserving funds for the projects ahead of other spending. We're told the president will vow to veto any spending bill that does not cut earmarks in half over the number approved this year.
More evidence of the slump in the housing industry. New home sales plunged by a record amount in 2007. This is the AP's James Limbaugh.
The weakness in housing has slowed overall economic growth and sent shockwaves through the rest of the economy. Some analysts worry that the fallout could plunge the entire country into a recession.
And on Wall Street at this hour, all of the major indices are up. The Dow now up by 58 points. This is AP Radio News. For the people of California, there may be some relief from all the wet weather they've had recently. For a lot of people, day-to-day living has become difficult, like this woman who told KNBC-TV she came home only to find the road to her house blocked by a fallen tree.
We came home to it. We couldn't turn down our street. We had to cut through our neighbor's driveway. Wasn't able to get through, and our street's completely blocked.
Julie Christie, Daniel Day-Lewis won top honors at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and Day-Lewis won for There Will Be Blood. He paid tribute to Heath Ledger.
I'd like to dedicate this to Heath Ledger. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And Christie won for Away From Her. Well, usually during carnival season in New Orleans, the attention is on parties and outlandish outfits worn by people. But pets had their day in the limelight Sunday. The annual crew of Barkus Parade, hundreds of dogs and their owners paraded in the French Quarter. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garlic. Try America's number one selling garlic supplement, Garlic. It's all natural, drug and odor free, and cholesterol's natural enemy. For a healthy heart and healthy life, use Garlic.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
1480 KPHX is the fastest growing radio station in Phoenix, and we're now increasing the size of our sales team. If you have at least 2 years' experience in commission-based sales, a track record of winning for your company and clients, and are truly passionate about your profession, hit www.1480kphx.com and click on Employment. No phone calls, please. 1480 KPHX is an equal opportunity employer.
Shopping for a new computer? 5-9 Computer Services will come to you on your time to discuss your computing needs and use this information to custom build a computer just for you. We even help you set up your new computer after we build it. Don't get stuck with an off-the-shelf computer that lacks features you need and was built with budget parts destined to fail sooner than later. Call 5-9 Computer Services at 602-535-5699. Visit us online at aztechsupport.net and check out the Tech Talk Show at techtalkshow.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Spent a couple hours at the Spy Museum, the International Spy Museum in D.C., which was frightening, to put it mildly. I haven't looked at my environment the same since. Apparently, you need to pretty much suspect everybody. You see somebody standing on the corner playing a guitar? Well, he might be an agent. They can bug your room with something the size of a hair.
The Jeff Farias Show on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman, welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Boy, there's a lot going on. Teddy Kennedy, Patrick Kennedy, Carolyn Kennedy, all coming out and saying, yeah, Barack Obama, he's like Jack. Amazing. It's extraordinary. The phenomena of Barack Obama rolling across this country following the vote on Saturday. We will get into that as we continue on throughout the day. But just an extraordinary victory, and congratulations to Barack Obama on that. And tonight, of course, the President's State of the Union Address. We will be speaking about the State of the Union as we continue in our program today. And right now, legislatively, the House fiscal stimulus package has moved over to the Senate. The Senate's tweaking it today. And by the way, speaking of the Senate, let me just, again, I'll mention this again throughout the program, but today is the day the Senate's going to vote on the FISA legislation on whether or not to let Bush, Cheney, and company and all their big corporate cronies and donors avoid being prosecuted for the crimes that they committed, spying on you, me, and on the Democrats in Congress, among others, without warrants. And so I would suggest that if you're interested in that issue, you may want to go to callcongress.org and call your members of Congress, your senators specifically, your two senators. Each state has two senators. Call your two senators and say no immunity on FISA. Real simple. But the issue that we want to talk about right now is this whole economic stimulus package that the House has sent over to the Senate and that the President would like to be able to have a discussion about tonight, I think, in his State of the Union address. And Alex Epstein is with us. Alex is an analyst at the Ayn Rand Institute, AYNRAND.org. I always find the perspective of the Ayn Rand Institute to be particularly fascinating and interesting and useful for all of us, because Ayn Rand, with her book Atlas Shrugged and her many writings on objectivism, probably her most famous pure follower is Alan Greenspan, although there have been others. They're the people who inspired the modern libertarian movement and the most conservative streak in the modern conservative movement and the neoconservative movement, although they disclaim all and consider themselves the purists that precede them. Anyhow, Alex, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom. Great to be back.
Great to have you with us. So the economy looks a little shaky, and the Democrats and the Republicans are getting together, and it looks to me, frankly, like the Republicans are helping to craft this legislation in such a way that most of the stimulus, the checks will go out May to July. The corporate tax breaks will take effect October, that most of the stimulus is going to be hitting the economy September, October, November, just in time to help the Republicans in the national election. They'll be able to say, what economic problems? And, this seems to me like politics is normal. Your take on all this?
Well, my take on this is that the whole concept of a stimulus package of this sort that's designed to encourage spending, I think, is completely misconceived. And basically, spending means consumption. And the whole issue in economics and the whole issue in life is not consumption. To consume, you need to have produced something first. So the whole economic problem, the whole difference between us and a poor place in Africa is not that we have some great capacity to consume or to spend. It's that we need to produce. And the problem with the economy right now is that there have been many unproductive investments made and unproductive decisions made. Just take the housing market. That's a lot of wealth going into a place that's being misallocated, that's not being used in a productive way. So if we have economic problems, what we should look for is, well, what fosters production? And the number one thing that fosters production is economic freedom, which means freedom from government interference in the economy. And government interference is rampantly destroying production in the economy.
How does whether the government is building schools have anything to do with whether or not people are going to want to buy TVs?
I don't understand the question. I mean,
Mike Huckabee, the Republican, to many Democrats, they're suggesting that if you want to stimulate the economy, particularly long term, the way that you do it is by rebuilding the infrastructure, rebuilding the commons. Let's build schools, let's build hospitals, let's build roads. Provide people with unemployment insurance, provide them with food stamps. You know, how does that have anything to do with whether or not you or I are going to want to buy a new TV?
Wait, do you agree with this policy or not?
I am frankly ambivalent about it. What I'm seeing in the stimulus package is a Band-Aid on a cancer. But the cancer that I'm seeing is different from the cancer you're seeing. I mean,
exactly.
Essentially, the cancer that I'm seeing is unrestrained and unregulated laissez-faire capitalism that has so corrupted our political processes that you've got giant corporations running small entrepreneurs out of business. It's virtually impossible for a small business person to get into business in the United States today. It's a disaster. And it seems to me that if there were no government involvement, if we weren't enforcing at least some shred of antitrust legislation, for example, you'd end up with just a very small number of companies running everything, and you'd have you'd be fully in the cancer stage of capitalism, as happened at the end of the Roman Empire.
Oh, well, okay, the Roman Empire is far, far, far from a capitalist system. So, we could talk about monopoly, which we have before, but let me just say that I completely disagree with that economically in terms of how that works, and there are a lot of reasons why specialization across many, many, many companies is more efficient, and thus a behemoth that tries to control everything ultimately fails. And in the 60s, you had all kinds of conglomerates that were encouraged by government regulation, and most of them just completely bombed because you really need to specialize to succeed. In terms of the
like
basic
things,
in terms of laissez-faire, though, we are so far from laissez-faire. And let's start from small business. I mean, I talk to people all the time who are starting small businesses, and it's impossible for them to get a permit, from the permit board or permission to build from the zoning board. Or let's say you want to start a new
affordable housing
tract in California.
Alex, you know as well as I do that 30, 40 years ago, people started, and for the first 200 years of this company, people started small businesses with the idea of it being the business that they were going to pass down to their children and grandchildren. It was going to be a family business for five generations. Nowadays, everybody is, let's get this thing going, and let's get it big enough that one of the big corporations like Microsoft doesn't swoop in and put us out of business, but instead let's make it viable enough that we can sell it off to them. Small businesses today are about, let's get it to the point where we can sell this thing because we know that if we don't, we'll be squashed like a bug.
No, that's certainly one viable thing, minus the bug idea, to create a productive business that one doesn't want to do for one's entire life, and certainly that you don't saddle your children with a business that they didn't particularly choose in the same way you shouldn't saddle your kid with being a farmer, and I wouldn't saddle my kid with being a writer and intellectual. They can do whatever they want.
Or sell it to somebody else who wants to run a small business down the road.
This happens all the time, too. The question is, what do you as an individual want to do, and what value can you create on a free market? Now, if you say, well, I want to have a small operating system business, well, you're going to have a very hard time competing against Well, I agree. What free market? Because of all of the government regulations.
Well, it's not just the government regulations, Alex. We have the commons in this country. We all breathe the same air. We all drink the same water. We're using the public road system. We have our socialized police departments, our socialized fire departments. You know, these things where our socialized roads. It's we, the people, collectively, the society, are paying for those things. And I'm assuming that you would say, no, we shouldn't be paying for any of those things.
No, you know that that's not my view. My view is that this comes down to the purpose of the government. The government should protect individual rights from the initiation of force by other individuals and from the government. So the issue of what does the government do or not means it has to do that which is necessary to protect people's rights and nothing else. So I do not think the government should be involved in the roads, and I think that's part of the reason why the roads are a nightmare. The government absolutely should be providing police, because you need a single body that enforces specific laws, and that there's one of them, so you don't have mob warfare like you do in Africa and all kinds of other places. But besides being a policeman, and that includes defending our country from foreign invaders, now the government has no role. And when we the people decide things, that means they're coercing money away from me.
No, I get it. So the last time we had really radical laissez-faire capitalism in the United States was the period from around 1915, 1918 until 1929. And you had, I mean, just, you know, run amok, huge corporations, the robber barons doing their thing. It brought us the Republican Great Depression.
That's funny, because I seem to remember an amendment being passed in 1913, or several of them, that are not pro-capitalist, including, let's see, the income tax and the Federal Reserve, which had a lot to do with creating the Great Depression. So certainly the 20s, there was some element of a free market, and it was, in fact, a very productive time. But in terms of many disasters...
And it brought about the Great Depression.
Wrong.
You can't say that the institution of the... I mean, the income tax was negligible in 1913, first of all. And you know, arguably the Fed, you know, should have... Well...
No, the Fed arguably thought it should have done things, and then it helped cause the Great Depression, and then they extended it by passing more statist protectionist tariffs like Democrats do today, and Republicans for that matter.
All righty. Well, people can read all about it over at ayanrand.com, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D dot, excuse me, dot org. Alex Epstein. Alex, good talking with you today.
Thanks, Tom. Good as always.
Thanks. 16 minutes past the hour. How do we best stimulate the economy?
The Tom Hartman Program, where smart people get their news. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
I'm Krista, and Leaves Pain Relief moved me to write this song.
I'm a ski patrol girl, and I hurt my shoulder bad. And one Aleve liquid gel was all the help I had. I took it in the morning, and it worked all day. I was moving down the mountain like a child at play.
Aleve.
Aleve's a good move for me.
Use Aleve as directed for good moves worth singing about.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear. Including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Backed by 60 years of constant, reliable, quality service, Stanley Steamer is a clean you can trust. Stanley Steamer creates a custom cleaning program at special rates to meet your company's specific cleaning needs. Regular professional cleaning not only extends the life of your flooring and furnishing investments, it also helps create a healthier work environment and reflects a positive image for your company. Our commercial representatives consider everything your work environment encounters every day and develops a custom tailored plan for your business, including services that best fit your needs and budget. Call 1-800-STEAMER to speak to our commercial representatives today. That's 1-800-STEAMER. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your next commercial carpet cleaning. Stanley Steamer. Call 1-800-STEAMER today.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-792-5868. 1-800-792-5868. 1-800-792-5868.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My Social Security number is 457-55-5462. That may sound crazy, but I know my identity is safe. Listen to what my clients say.
My name is Bobby Joe Herrick. I'm the former chief of police of a major city. Identity theft is a $50 billion a year industry and is a prime focus of organized crime. No one is safe. How do I know? They got me too. A reporter recommended LifeLock to me and I checked them out. They did everything they said they would. My wife and I are clients and I highly recommend them to you.
At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen. Stop junk mail. Stop pre-approved credit offers. Stop identity theft and guarantee your good name.
Call 1-800-208-6851 or go to LifeLock.com. That's 1-800-208-6851. 1-800-208-6851.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Well, my face may not be pretty and my clothes are not the best, and there ain't no big shots in my family tree. But if you're wondering who it was that made this country great, you don't have to look no further, it was me. I'm the man that built the bridges, I'm the man that laid the track, I'm the man that built this country with my shoulders and my back. I'm the man that built the power dams and oiled all the cars, and I laid down the cornerstone for this great land of ours.
So how do we stimulate the economy? 21 minutes past the hour, by the way, Tom Hartman here with you. Is it even an appropriate thing? And what's this meme about we're creating jobs? I mean, this whole idea of creating jobs, frankly, is a little bizarre. Speaking as somebody who has created a number of businesses that have employed probably over 200 people throughout the course of my life, certainly more than 200 people, I can tell you I never once created a job. Never once. Even though I started seven businesses that employed a couple, actually, you know, one of them I'm still on the board of, probably has, well, half that many people working for it right now. So over my lifetime, I've probably created, if you want to use that metaphor, and again, I'm going to dispute it and just say created probably a couple of thousand jobs. But the reality is that I've never created a job. What I've done is I've hired people to do things that are going to make me more money than they cost me. And that's what every business person does. They don't create jobs. They use labor. You hire labor. You bring somebody in to do something that's going to generate more money ultimately than what that person costs. And this whole metaphor of creating jobs, you know, began with, frankly, with Reagan. We didn't even use that phrase back before Reagan. It was another one of Frank Luntz and Newt Gingrich, one of these brilliant reframings of, oh, let's make it look like everything's coming from the wealthy, so that we can then give all these huge tax breaks to the wealthy and to justify trickle-down economics, and to forget about the fact that frankly, America was built from the bottom up. That people start businesses because they see a need, and because they have determined, they put together a business plan that says, and I can hire people to work for me who are going to produce a product or a service that is going to generate more money than those people are going to cost. And if you don't pay them well, that's called exploitation. And if you do pay them well, then that's called an economy. That's called a viable business. So, A. B, here we have an economy that has been basically wrecked, and it's been wrecked in large part by, in my opinion, frankly, by war spending. If you go back and you look at the history of this country after the Civil War, what it cost us to recover from the Civil War. After the Spanish-American War, what it cost us to recover from that. After World War I, what it cost us. After World War II, what it cost us. After every war, particularly when you borrow money to fight the war, there is a period, a substantial period of recession. Why? Because unlike, when you borrow money for infrastructure like Dwight Eisenhower did or like Roosevelt did, or for that matter, borrowing money for like Lyndon Johnson, he cut poverty in half with the Great Society, but he was borrowing money for the war. And here's the difference. If you borrow money and put that money into infrastructure, let's say you build a school, and you borrow $1 million, you build a school, that school is going to produce $10, $20, $30, $40 million worth of taxes over its lifetime because it's going to educate people. They're going to go into the workforce. They're going to pay taxes. And so that's going to, that $1 million borrowing or investment, or if you simply use tax dollars, that investment is going to produce a return. But if you borrow $1 million, or in the case of George Bush in Iraq, $1 trillion, $1 million, and you build bombs and you drop them on people, those bombs are gone. There's no added economic activity that comes as a consequence of that. None whatsoever. You know, arguably there's some small amount. The people who built the bombs, if they're built here in the United States, we're buying, actually we ran out of ammunition last year. We started buying ammunition from Brazil and from Israel. I mean, we're buying weapon systems from other countries. We're buying parts to make missiles and smart bombs from China. So I guess arguably we're stimulating their economies. But you could argue, yeah, there's a few jobs created in the United States building these bombs. But it's a whole different thing from building infrastructure. So if you want to stimulate if there happens to be a consensus that there is some good reason to stimulate the economy, then number one, having the Fed inflate the currency is not it. The Federal Reserve, and in this regard, I agree with my guest, Alex Epstein. Having the Fed inflate the currency, you know, dropping interest rates, basically printing more money, although we don't print it anymore, we just instantly create it electronically. In fact, back in March of last year, the Bush administration stopped publishing M3, the number that tells how the extent to which they're inflating the currency, depreciating the currency, really, reducing the value of the currency. They no longer even publish it. There are some estimates that from the time Bush came into office until today, he's reduced the value, the real value of the dollar, by as much as 30%. Certainly, we've seen the price of a gallon of gasoline double. We've seen the price of gold about double. We've seen the price of oil more than nearly triple. These things, and you're seeing food and housing, all these things going up. Are they really going up, or is it that the dollar is going down? So you've got that, number one. And number two, this whole issue of how do you stimulate? Let's look at some serious structural stuff. We've got a country that is crumbling. Investment in infrastructure is not gratuitous stimulation. It is called building a nation. We've done this for 200 years. How about a serious discussion about that, rather than, how can we pump some money in here just in time for the November elections?
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Farias at 4, weekday afternoon on 1480 KPHX.
Used to be, Paul was just an average guy.
I work at a grocery store.
Ross Jardine changed that.
I just absorbed it like a sponge. The more I do it, the easier it gets. 15 minutes a day now. So simple.
Paul saw success very early with Ross Jardine's stock investor program.
I put in a put play, and I made a real quick $1,700.
What they say is actually true.
Even in the down market, I can make money.
Where does Paul go from here?
Oh, it's such a rush. I can make a living off doing this. This will replace my current job. I am going going to own two homes within 5 years.
So what's Paul's advice?
Give this program a chance. It will work for you. Absolutely.
I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money trading stocks and options. You can get started today with my free stock investor toolkit. In this free investing toolkit, you get my easy-to-use stock investor software and my step-by-step instructions.
Call today, 888-654-1171. 888-654-1171. That's 888-654-1171.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Looks like a vote for Barack Obama. I'm Rita Foley. Senator Edward Kennedy is endorsing Barack Obama for president in a Washington event that begins in minutes. Our online political editor, Ron Fournier, says this could be big because of Kennedy's sway with Hispanic voters.
If Barack Obama can cut into Hillary Clinton's edge among Hispanic voters, especially in the delegate-rich California, this nomination fight's going to be awfully tough for her to win.
You know homes are sitting on the market. Well, our Jim Limbaugh's been looking at the figures for December and all of last year, and here's the bottom line.
It was the worst year for sales since 1980, when sales were down more than 23%.
New home sales down for last year more than 26%. A couple of things the president's got to talk about tonight in his last State of the Union address.
He's got to talk about the economy, and he's got to talk about Iraq.
Analyst Stephen Hess, the talking heads don't expect the president to unveil any bold new plans for the remainder of his presidency. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman with three words for anyone who's thinking about remodeling their home. Aspen Gold Renovations. That's it, Aspen Gold Renovations. Remodeling your home is vastly different from new construction. Owner Dan Hall has over 30 years' experience in residential remodeling. From a simple built-in bookcase to kitchens and baths to complete home makeovers, Dan has assembled a team of like-minded remodeling professionals, including architectural designers, engineers, and interior designers, as well as some of the top tradesmen in the Valley for all your remodeling needs. Check out some of their work at AspenGoldRenovations.com. That's AspenGoldRenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. 602-689-1508. Aspen Gold Renovations is a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX Progressive Talk Radio. Call Aspen Gold Renovations today, 602-689-1508. Or check them out online at AspenGoldRenovations.com.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Tune in at 3 p.m. Saturday for About Face. About Face is brought to you by this station and Veterans for Peace. On our show, we not only delve into veterans' issues, but also the causes and ethics of war. We try to convey the suffering of war and find ways to avoid future wars. We believe that any sane person who has seen a war wouldn't want another. Tune in to 1480 KPHX at 3 p.m. Saturday and help us find an end to this war and all wars.
How to become a right-wing talk show host.
Start out a chubby, unpopular kid in high school. Get angry because the girls ignore you. DJ the high school dances. Get angrier because the girls still ignore you even though you play their songs. Get into radio. Now you're angry because girls still ignore you even though you let them win free pizzas. Get promoted to the morning show. Get up at 3 a.m. angry. Get fired because you're the angry, chubby, balding guy no one wants to listen to. Find a bunch of angry, fat people just like you. Now you're ready to become a right-wing talk show host.
Hey, know your enemy. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Of democracy. Tom Harmon radio program, listener supported radio, supported by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors, letting them know that you're listening, letting your radio stations know that you're listening, and also knowing that this program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Strange things happening out there in the world, particularly in England for some reason.
Baby, I'm crazy.
Yeah, maybe 100 woolly sheep are crazy. They formed a perfect ring on Friday. Totally baffled everybody. What's going on? So then the sheepdog comes along and scatters them, and about 3 miles away, they form another perfect circle. What's going on? Is there like some sort of magnetic field under the earth that's doing these crop circles and now it's doing sheep circles? Or is it the aliens from the planet Xenu preparing to drop another load of pigeons? Robotic pigeons, that's what it is. Anyhow, 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. If you want to drop into our live chat room, drop by TomHartman.com. Rob, in Pennsylvania. Hey, Rob, what's up?
I'm doing great, Tom. Always great to listen to you. I only wanted to bring up one thing. I'm a truck driver out here. I get to think an awful lot. And the whole thing is over the last couple of years, last 10, 12 years, you know, I mean, let's create a trade agreement that jobs go to Mexico, create another trade agreement, cheaper labor over in China. American corporations have had license to be able to go all over the globe to be able to find the cheapest labor. But then they say we've got to be able to compete with these other countries when we're actually competing against ourselves.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. How so?
Well, let's face it, it's where, you know, like, I mean, if any of those people in Mexico had to be able to pay what we have to for a house up here, for food, for gas, they couldn't live. How about China? Could any of them pay for the pay, you know?
Right, so we are competing against Mexico. We are competing against the cost of Mexican labor. The problem is that it's American corporations that are offshoring those jobs. 50% of all international trade is a company doing business with itself in another country. General Motors manufacturing cars in Mexico and selling them in the United States, for example. I mean, they closed a whole bunch of factories in Flint, opened them, you know, months later in Mexico. That's not... That's not outsourcing the manufacturing. That's outsourcing labor, really. I mean, that's what it's all about. So,
yeah, but
you know,
the only thing I was going to go for was that. Hello.
Yeah, you're still there.
Yes, it's a matter of, you know, the whole thing is the corporations, they go over there, they get the cheaper labor compared to what they would pay over here to be able to have that stuff put together. And guess what? You know, I mean, when they finally bring it back here, are we saving any money? I don't see where we're saving any money. The corporations are only saving the money and the labor to be able to create it. They sell it for the same price over here that they used to.
Yep, spot on, Rob. And that, as I've said, you know, David Ricardo's on profits. You didn't see Nike suddenly start getting cheaper or Phil Knight start, you know, Phil Knight's worth billions now with Nike. And it's not because as he found progressively cheaper and cheaper sources of labor, he lowered the cost of his tennis shoes. It's because the price of something is what the market will bear. The profit is whatever you can make on what the market will bear. The cost of labor is just one small piece of it. Frankly, a very small piece of it. So, by the way, I know we got a zillion callers here. I want to get back to it in just a second, but we're tonight, State of the Union. How's Bush going to deal with this? The 8 years before he came into office, we had 4.09% real GDP growth. During his 7 years, it's been 2.6%. The national debt when he came into office was $5 trillion. It's now $9 trillion. He's borrowed $4 trillion on our credit card, the names of our children and our grandchildren. The average family now is over $150,000 in debt to the government, or rather our government is in debt on our behalf. We're in debt to the world, actually. It's not to our government, to China and to Saudi Arabia. He came into office with a $431 billion budget surplus. He now has a $734 billion budget deficit. The previous 8 years, we were creating 1.7 million jobs a year. He's been averaging 369,000 jobs a year. We've gone from 31 million Americans in poverty when Bush came into office to 36 million Americans in poverty now. From 38 million uninsured people when he came into office to 47 million uninsured people now. From a median income, or the median, excuse me, a median cost for health care when Bush came into office of $6,200 per family to now $12,000 per family for health care, for health insurance. From a median household income of $49,163 when Bush came into office, it's now $48,000. It's dropped by $1,000. I mean, how's he going to spin this? Consumer debt has gone from $7 trillion to $12 trillion. The cost of college has almost doubled in 7 years. Personal savings rates have gone from 2.3% down to a negative 0.5%. Consumer credit debt has gone from $7 trillion to $12 trillion. We have gone from being the largest first world country in the world to the largest third world country in the world since Ronald Reagan came into office. And the extension of Reaganomics, these 26 years of the destruction of the American economy, has created an unprecedented number of billionaires and wiped out the middle class. What are they going to do about it? Ken in Hawaii. Hey, Ken, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was just calling to see if you had any explanation. It seems like we have a broken Congress. We have a Democratic Congress that supports stuff like Bush's economic stimulus package and his FISA bill. And if we had the roles reversed and we had a Democratic president, Republican Congress, we'd never even hear about this stuff.
Yeah, this is absolutely nuts. Bush, who, as Robert Borisage writes, has an approval rating approaching that of Idi Amin. He says, okay, only tax cuts, no spending on public works, no increase in food stamps, no strengthening of the tattered unemployment system, got to include a big package of business tax breaks, no money for states that are about to be forced to cut billions to balance their budget, largely by cutting education and Medicaid spending, deferring basic infrastructure. You can't do any of that. The Democrats all go, okay. What's going on? Yeah, I agree.
We have to fix the leadership of our Congress.
Yeah,
and that probably means replacing Reid and Nancy Pelosi.
Yes and no, Ken. Here's the problem that Nancy Pelosi has. I can't speak for the Senate. I don't know the numbers, but there are about 40. It's either 43, 46, or 48. There's more than 40 anyway of these so-called blue dog Democrats that, by and large, are Democrats who are representing largely Republican districts. If those Democrats vote in, you know, for, and this, you know, with regard to impeachment, for example, if they were to all vote to impeach George Bush, they wouldn't make it through the next election. A Democrat would take over, and Democrats would end up controlling the House of Representatives. So Nancy Pelosi has this really tough problem. She doesn't have a unified Democratic Party. She's got a coalition. She's got progressives. She's got the Yellow Dog Democrats. She's got the Blue Dog Democrats. She's got the mainstream Democrats. She's got a whole series of coalitions. It's like trying to herd cats. And there are some areas, there are some of these hot buttons where if she pushes it too hard, what's going to happen is you're going to have a whole lot of Democrats losing their seats to Republicans. I frankly think the best political strategy is to become more progressive and more aggressive and to say to these people, you know, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to, like Franklin Roosevelt, we're going to move ahead. And Jack Kennedy. But, you know, she's not pursuing that path. But on the other hand, I understand why. I disagree with it, but I understand why. And I think we have to acknowledge that unfortunate reality. Ken, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's see here. The trucker in Port Orchard, Washington. Hey, trucker, what's up?
Hello, how are you today?
Just great. What's up?
Well, focus on the Congress is about right. I would have been proposing for about 6 years that we need to dramatically increase the membership of the House of Representatives, which means a lot smaller districts, which means a lot less expense to run for office, which okay. means it makes it possible to get rid of the people that aren't doing what we want them to do.
And you know, the problem is that ain't going to happen. I mean, you know, it would it's just not going to happen. And so instead, how about we get involved and start showing up at the local party meetings and start making some decisions about who's going to be actually running in the primaries and who's going to be representing us, and that we start talking back to our elected representatives.
Well, it hasn't worked so far. Now, onto the economy.
No, it hasn't worked because people haven't been doing it.
I've been doing it.
Well, yeah, you and me. But I mean, you know, it's just frankly, it's just beginning. I mean, I think that when Bill Clinton became president, a lot of Democrats said, "Okay, we can go back to sleep. We can go back to making money," and they just checked out of the political process. And just in the last, basically, since the war in Iraq, frankly, I think. I would submit to you, in large part, just for the last 3 years or so, have people become Democrats and progressives started to get re-involved in the political process, whereas Republicans have been involved in the political process for the better part of 30, 40 years now, ever since, basically since Roe v. Wade and a few other things, you know, and Reagan, you know, coming in and saying, okay, we're going to undo the New Deal. There's been a lot of grassroots involvement by people in the Republican Party. There hasn't been a lot of grassroots involvement by people in the Democratic Party. And that, I think, is step one. I mean, your point is well taken. Get involved locally, and you'll see a whole lot more change. Don in Arizona, thanks for the call. Don in Arizona. Hey, Don.
Tom, how are you?
I'm great, but I'll get better. What's up?
Well, I'm really upset at the media right now. I'm a Hillary supporter, I'll tell you that straight up, and I feel like the media is it's St. Obama, he can do nothing wrong, they're spinning it like South Carolina. Yeah, he won it, but he won it because primarily the black vote. He only got about 25% of the white vote.
Yeah, and that was Bill Clinton's point when he was talking about how Jesse Jackson took it, but...
And he's only gotten up as high
Don
as...
Don will pick it up on the other side.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
Mike Malloy at 7 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 10, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors? It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I use it, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses ordinary tap water and a machine-washable microfiber cleaning pad to create a powerful steam that loosens, lifts, and cleans up dirt. And in only 4 easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days. If you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's when Parker & Sons is available to serve your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You'll always speak to a live person and never a recording. And there's no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. So they're there when you need them at no extra cost. They've been in business for over 30 years, and they've been a winner of the BBB Torch Award for business ethics. They're also a To-Fix-It certified company, and that's Phoenix's leading referral company. This is a company that you can trust. I know. I've used their services before. All of their technicians are certified, bonded, insured, and licensed. So you know the person who comes to your home is a professional who knows what they're doing. So what are you waiting for? Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons. Do what I did. Call them today.
There's no reason to live in fear. Fear is just the result of lack of preparation, and your home is no place to be fearful. Yet we all know someone who is caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a home, a family, and pets you are responsible for. ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com not only provides alarms for security protection, but protection from carbon monoxide, as well as fires. They offer security products which can impact every area of your life. ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com is locally owned, and they offer a complete range of home security solutions. So they'll let you customize the level of protection that's right for your home. You love your house, you love your family, and you love your pets. Protect them. For more information or for a free on-site risk evaluation, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to ProtectYourWorldAlarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
Now more with Tom Hartman from the Valley Progressive Talk. 1480.
Okay, let me finish. I was halfway into my thought and with that last caller, and I fear it came out entirely wrong. The last caller called with basically the meme that Bill Clinton had put out just before the final vote came in on Saturday, which was the comment that, well, Jesse Jackson won the South Carolina, back when they were caucuses, won South Carolina in 84 and 88. And as by way of basically saying, oh, it's just the black vote, it doesn't matter. And the callers just came right out and said that. Said, you know, you know, why is the media making such a big deal out of the fact that Barack Obama won South Carolina when it was just African-Americans voting for him and he's an African-American? Give me a break. Jesse Jackson, the guy that, you know, Bill Clinton referred to, African-American, Jesse Jackson did not win Iowa, a virtually all-white state. Barack Obama did. Jesse Jackson didn't come in second in New Hampshire. Barack Obama did. Jesse Jackson didn't have the Kennedy family saying things like Ted Kennedy's speech today, quote, through Barack, I believe we will move beyond the politics of fear and personal destruction and unite our country with the politics of common purpose. Jesse Jackson didn't have Caroline Kennedy saying, this man inspires me the way people say that my father inspired them. So to say that the media is all hysterical about the fact that Barack Obama won South Carolina and that means that there's something weird about the media or that the media is anti-Hillary, I think it's nonsense. I think what's being reported is that there is a very real and genuine phenomena here, that you've got a guy who is an absolutely brilliant politician, an absolutely brilliant campaigner, may make a brilliant president, may not, is being tested right now. And frankly, it looks like he's learning fast and he's getting better. But this is his first serious national campaign. I mean, in Illinois, he ran against Alan Keyes, a guy who didn't even live in Illinois. And who was another, to take it back to the whole race issue that Bill Clinton keeps trying to take it back to, he ran against an African-American, Alan Keyes. And now he has demonstrated that he can win in a state that is virtually all white, Iowa. He did it. It's not like this is something, you know, this is some unresolved. I'm telling you, when it comes to the national election, if Barack Obama is the nominee, and I would be very happy to see that happen, if Barack Obama is the nominee in the national election, the issue, sure, the Republicans, you know, you think Bill Clinton's been playing the race card. You ain't seen nothing. I mean, I'm not even, frankly, I'm not even remotely upset about what Bill and Hillary Clinton have been doing, particularly what Bill Clinton's been doing, because what it has been doing is it has been strengthening Barack Obama's ability to deal with challenge. Because when he takes on the Republicans, it's going to be like, you know, Bill Clinton's been sitting here with a pea shooter and all of a sudden a nuclear bomb gets dropped on him. The whole point of primaries is to learn how to deal with adversity, to learn how to deal with challenges. So frankly, I think it's a good thing that he's getting attacked like this, that it's coming out now. But I'm telling you, you ain't seen nothing yet. But the main attack when the Republicans come after him, if he's the nominee in the fall, is not going to be about his race. They will not be that transparent. They'll just let that simmer in the background. They know that there's a racist vote out there. They've known that ever since Richard Nixon said, hey, you know, now that Lyndon Johnson Reagan actually went forward with this, and Nixon before that, he said, this was before LBJ, obviously, he said, let's do this other strategy. Let's pick up the white racist vote and make them a Republican vote. Now, the way that they will go after him is his middle name. And he's got to deal with that. And he's got to deal with it soon. And I think he can. I really think he can. I think that this guy can. I'm just, you know, incredibly impressed. Melanie in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Melanie, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was just calling to make a comment about the guy from Texas, I guess the trucker, who said that Congress has to, you know, become bigger so that more people can be represented. But if people in their thinking, everyday people, like if they change their values and the way they think, like this whole issue that race is even being brought up is really, you know, irritating me horribly. It shouldn't be in politics, period. But we, not enough people that I know even stand up for, you know, like illegal wars or, you know, somebody being homeless. They sit there and they make fun of them and they say, you know, you're a junkie. And then we always value, you know, materialistic things more than anything else. And really a lot of people aren't educated enough and they get these, I don't know, headstrong, self-defeatist kind of things going on where they're voting against, you know, inevitably themselves because they're voting against other people. They're, you know, they're voting, I don't know how to quite say it, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, I think
they have their part where they could, you know, just stand up and set an example because you got to start somewhere. You got to show people and try to help them change their mind.
It's never started from Congress,
Melanie. That works.
It has never started from the top down. It has always been from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Every single
time.
From
the way little brothers
and sisters
treat their each other and kids fighting at school. I mean, just all kinds of things. You can just see it's real bitter. And there's no, it's really dying down, the unity and everything.
Yeah. And well, that's, you know, we've had 26 years of divisive politics in the United States, of Lee Atwater politics, of divide and conquer. It's and that's another wonderful thing. Hillary Clinton uses the word I'll a whole lot. John Edwards and Barack Obama use the word we a whole lot. I like that. Len in New York. Len, we got about half a minute here before we got to wrap up this hour.
That's way too short. that's way too short. But, what's that?
I said you're burning through it. Make a quick point.
I was just through Florida, and you run into way too much anybody but Hillary from wherever they're vacationing.
Yeah.
And I'd like people to recognize it's time to coalesce around Obama. Edwards should be doing the same thing if he's a patriot so we can get beyond the politics of fear.
Yeah, and I think to the extent that Edwards is not attacking Barack Obama, he's simply forwarding an agenda. What he
it's
is
not
doing,
a, it's an excuse. It's not good enough.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the kingmaker in the convention. We'll see. I don't know.
It has to happen sooner.
It may well be, Len. May well be. Thanks a lot for the call. 57 minutes past the hour.
Exposing the con in conservative
con.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Reason number 9 to switch to GEICO. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with GEICO. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Let me show you how to capitalize on today's real estate market. I'm John Hayes, CEO of Homevestors, the We Buy Ugly Houses company. Our franchisees sell thousands of houses to investors every year. Subscribe free to our investor list and be among the first to know when new investment properties come available. When you sign up, I'll send you 12 free reports about how to profit from real estate investments. Subscribe to our investor list today at 12freereports.com and receive your free report.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The political star power of the Kennedy family is out today in Washington as Senator Ted Kennedy, Congressman Patrick Kennedy, and Caroline Kennedy appear at a rally in support of Barack Obama. Congressman Patrick Kennedy.
In times such as these, we need, as we had with my uncle, a leader who can inspire confidence and faith in our government, inspiring a belief that our government can be good again.
Senator Ted Kennedy's endorsement was ardently sought by all three of the remaining presidential contenders. The Massachusetts senator is seen to be in a position to help Obama court Hispanic voters as well as rank-and-file members of labor unions. Indicted political fundraiser Tony Rezko was arrested by federal agents in Chicago after a $2 million bail was revoked. He's poured thousands of dollars into Barack Obama's political campaigns. Hillary Clinton today focused her criticism on President Bush, saying he had lost touch with the concerns of an anxious public, and she pledged to restore the rights of workers.
I believe people have the right to organize and bargain collectively and have better wages and working conditions.
Republicans are getting in last-minute campaigning before tomorrow's Florida primary. Mitt Romney and John McCain are in a virtual tie in the latest polls. President Bush is putting the finishing touches on his final State of the Union address. The AP's Mark Smith reports it will cover some familiar themes.
The centerpiece will be a call for quick action on the stimulus plan he and House leaders agreed on last week. But on other domestic issues, the president will mostly stick to prior proposals on education, energy, and health care. And the foreign section of his speech will claim success for his Iraq troop surge, calling for continued war funding without strings.
Senate Democrats say they're ready to add rebates for senior citizens living off Social Security to the economic stimulus plan. And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 71 points. This is AP Radio News. A record decline last year in new home sales. Sales fell by more than 25%. The latest on the possible scandal involving Detroit's mayor. His chief of staff, Christine Beatty, has announced that she is resigning amid allegations that she and the mayor lied under oath about an affair. Beatty says she believes she can no longer effectively carry out her duties. The rains are easing some today in Southern California, but in some areas that are still high floodwaters and the threat of mudslides. This woman in Santa Clarita told KNBC-TV she's keeping a close eye on a normally dry creek bed near her home.
When it's moving very quickly, it can just about shake the house.
Jury selection underway in the trial of an Ohio woman accused of killing her baby by putting her in a microwave. And police in Nevada believe the man responsible for the disappearance of a 19-year-old woman in Reno earlier this month also raped a nearby college student in December. Police say they discovered a DNA link between the two incidents. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by your Jeep dealer. Zero Plus is back at your Jeep dealer. Well-qualified buyers can take advantage of zero APR financing plus up to $3,000 total cash allowance on Grand Cherokee and Commander. Hurry to your local Jeep dealer today.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. the wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Viva O'Neill with 1480, and I'm proud to introduce a new sponsor with our station, Business Needs, Inc. I'm talking with Paul, owner of Business Needs. Paul, what is Business Needs?
We're a locally based full-service executive business management, financial, and tax consultant service geared to small and medium-sized businesses. We help create the ideal operating system tailored to meet each client's needs by helping them implement it and then ensuring that our clients receive continuing benefits from the installed improvements. We guarantee our client success. We have helped businesses increase profit and decrease their tax liability by an average of 22%.
Wow, sounds great.
It is. We make businesses more profitable, and we can help you too. If you're interested, please visit our website at businessneedsaz.com or call us at 602-595-5210. Once again, 602-595-5210. We'll guarantee your success.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
Stephanie Miller.
Mike Huckabee has nailed down the Chuck Norris endorsement.
Well, it's over now.
I believe the only one who has all of the characteristics to lead America forward into the future is ex-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Norris wrote. Like our founding fathers, he's not afraid to stand up for a creator and against secularist beliefs.
So if you don't vote for Mike Huckabee, he'll give you
he'll
a
kick you in the head.
Yeah, he'll kick you in the head.
That's catchy.
Yeah.
I think at least that would stand out. Vote for Mike Huckabee.
Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
The smart people get their news.
And welcome back to our program, 6 minutes past the hour. Senator Barbara Boxer is going to be proposing legislation to allow the state of California to get an exemption or a waiver from EPA rules so that they can say, well, you know, we'd like our air to be a little cleaner. We'd like to have fewer people die from cancer and emphysema and all those other things associated with air pollution, and make sure that cars are cleaner here and this sort of thing. That's basically the EPA versus California. And you would think that the 10th Amendment would back her up. It says any powers not taken by the federal government are reserved to the states and to the people. Marlo Lewis, a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, is on the line with us. Marlo, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. You guys issued a press release. Senate holds hearings to complain about EPA decision denying California's CO2 waiver. And you say the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency made the right decision last month to deny California a waiver from the Clean Air Act, and then go on to say that the reason why it was the right decision is an economic one. It's good for business?
Not quite, Tom. You see, first of all, there's a lot of confusion that I think is deliberately created by people like the good senator and others. This has nothing to do with clean air. This really is all about climate policy. Carbon dioxide is not an air pollutant in the sense of something that degrades air quality or makes it harder to breathe or anything like that. In fact, carbon dioxide, just looked at in itself, is one of the things that makes green things grow. What she is attempting to do, or what the folks at California Air Resources Board are attempting to do, is set first ever carbon dioxide emission standards for automobiles. Now, these are, in fact, the de facto fuel economy mandates for automobiles, because practically the only way that you can reduce the amount of carbon dioxide that a car produces per mile is to increase how many miles it gets to the gallon, because when you combust a carbon-based fuel, you get carbon dioxide.
Or alternatively, to mandate more recycled carbon-based fuels, biofuels, or to use electric fuels.
Well, you could,
or
you
hydrogen
try,
fuels.
You could
or
try
fuel
to do
cells.
It with biofuels, except that there is more and more evidence coming out every day that, for example, the leading biofuel, corn ethanol, actually produces more carbon dioxide than gasoline.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, frankly, of corn ethanol. There are a lot more efficient ways to do that. And you know, biodiesel, I mean, if we just allow hemp production here in the United States. But that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic. So, number one,
CIE experts are available for comment on why the EPA decision was correct, why the decision granting the waiver would be economically devastating. When this is the same argument that the car companies made when Ralph Nader was out there saying,
very
we need to have seatbelts in cars.
This is a very new argument, Tom, and the argument is this, that once you regulate carbon dioxide under the Clean Air Act, which is what would happen if California were granted the waiver, that it would require the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate CO2 from all kinds of sources that have nothing to do with automobiles. There's a part of the Clean Air Act called the Prevention of Significant Deterioration Program, and this applies to stationary sources, buildings, factories, farms. The cutoff or the threshold for regulating a pollutant under this program is 250 tons a year. Now, that may sound like a lot when you're dealing with sulfur dioxide or nitrous oxide or something that contributes to smog or particulates, okay? But when you're dealing with carbon dioxide, any ordinary office building like the one that you're sitting in right now would have to be regulated
Why not let the good citizens of California deal with this themselves?
Because it would apply to the entire country. If this is a case in which California would be making the rest of the country a regulatory colony of California. And the question that needs to be asked is whether Congress back in 1970.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, then let me clarify.
California getting a waiver so that California can create California standards. How is that going to apply to the rest of the country, other than that the other, you know, if people want to manufacture products to sell in California, they're going to have to manufacture them to California standards?
No, that's the smokescreen, Tom. The reality is that the Prevention of Significant Deterioration Program, which would apply to buildings, which have nothing to do with the provision in the Clean Air Act under which California was applying for the waiver, the buildings would be everywhere, all over the country, farms all over the country, little mom-and-pop factories all over the country. They'd have to get a permit in order to start the business. If they wanted to modify the business in any way, expand it, they would have to get a permit. Those permits can take more than a year to get. They can cost more than $1 million per entity. The determination as to whether or not a permit for one of these buildings or facilities would be granted has to be done on a case-by-case business. What this would do would so flood the California Air Resources Board and every other state environmental agency with permit applications, it would shut down environmental enforcement all over the country. It would be not only economic chaos, but regulatory chaos. And I'm not making this up. This is the way the Clean Air Act is written, but that's why EPA all of a sudden is saying, whoops, we better not pull this trigger because we will be opening a Pandora's box of gigantic proportions.
At the bottom line, the ultimate bottom line of this is, are we going to begin regulating carbon dioxide? Are we going to begin to stop the production of carbon dioxide in the United States? I mean, here we are, 5% of the world's population. We're producing probably a quarter of the world's carbon dioxide right now.
That's right, and over a quarter of the world's gross domestic product.
There's a connection. Certainly there is. Ultimately, we're going to have to. And, you could argue that we really should have continued with Jimmy Carter back in the day when he said, we will import no more oil into the United States than we did in 1978, that by the year 2000, 20% of our electricity will be produced by solar energy. I mean, we need not be. It is possible for us to still have a large chunk of the world's GDP and not be producing a large chunk of the world's carbon dioxide. Why not begin going down that road?
Well, the thing is, you know, there's a reason why Jimmy Carter was not able to plan the future the way he thought.
He actually got the legislation passed. He gave birth to the solar power industry.
I know, but, you know,
it was Reagan who took it apart.
Smart people predicted that by the year 2000, which is already 8 years ago, the United States would be getting 20% of its energy from solar power. And today we get less than half of 1%.
Right, because
from solar and wind.
Because
combined.
Reagan came in and took Carter's solar panels off the roof of the White House.
No, no, it's political will cannot overturn economic reality. I mean, that was the problem. It wasn't that we had
political will has in many cases defined economic reality. Economic reality,
solar and wind are too damn expensive.
There is no objective and economic reality that exists in a separate universe out there, Marlo.
Economic reality
exists within the context
solar
of
solar power works great when the sun is shining, but people need electricity at night. Wind turbines generate electricity when the wind is blowing, but it doesn't always blow. Sometimes on the hottest days, the hottest days are hottest because the wind isn't blowing, and that's exactly
so you develop
what
storage systems. I mean,
that they can get all this extra electricity from wind.
So you develop storage systems, you develop alternative systems, you develop complex systems.
That's easier said than done. People have been trying to find ways to store electricity for over a century.
And building the nuclear bomb was easier said than done, but government decided to do that. I mean, if for better or for worse, the fact
you know,
of the matter is that if we decide
there,
that we're going to... No, I'm saying that we need a Manhattan Project-style effort to stop global warming because it's capable of ending civilization.
Can I tell you what the big difference is, Tom, is that when you're building a nuclear bomb, you only have to satisfy the requirements of the military. When you're trying to put a man on the moon, it's basically a geopolitical objective, but when you're trying to design a new energy technology, you have to satisfy millions and millions of customers who are free to spend their money or not, and also thousands and thousands of investors.
So let's be offering the kinds of tax breaks and incentives that Jimmy Carter was doing that were causing that to happen all over the country. You travel around this country right now looking at used homes, you will find houses that were built in the late 70s and early 80s that are very, very efficient, highly solar, simply because he was offering those credits. Reagan did away with those credits, and they didn't exist for another 30 years. Nobody was building those kind of houses. We could, if we had followed Carter's lead, be 20% solar right now.
Well, Tom, you and I will just have to disagree on that little bit of history there, right?
Okay, all righty. Marlo Lewis, you can read all about it over the Competitive Enterprise Institute's website, CEI.org. He's a senior fellow with the CEI. Marlo, thanks for dropping
You're
by.
You're welcome, Tom.
Good
thanks
talking.
A lot.
Bye. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman Program, the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Don't miss Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter, live and in person. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
The Bush administration has deployed a shadow army of some 100,000 contractors. Of these, tens of thousands are heavily armed mercenaries that roam Iraq with impunity. Among the most powerful of the companies operating in Iraq is Blackwater USA.
Jeremy Scahill on the Blackwater expose he first broke in the pages of The Nation.
How can you have tens of thousands of mercenaries operating in Iraq and not a single prosecution? Their crimes against Iraqis go undocumented and unreported. I mean, this is a shadow war.
Stories that reshape the political landscape often surface first in The Nation, America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Why wait for Nation authors like Jeremy Scahill to become bestsellers? Right now, you can try 4 weeks of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com.
I'm once again talking with Paul Demas. Paul, taxes feel like a big jigsaw puzzle, and I get overwhelmed. Can business needs help?
We certainly can. Listen, Viva, everyone wants to reduce their taxes, but to do it correctly isn't always so simple.
That's why Business Needs takes a balanced and integrated approach. We focus on the total picture, not just your next return. We help you define the right overall tax position for you, designed to save you money while looking for your future goals.
Can I come to you with my tax return, or do I have to own a business?
We can help everybody. We help tax return compliances for individuals, business, partnerships, estates and trusts, foundations, and tax-exempt organizations. We try to save you money. Right now, we're offering $20 returns for individuals. Please call us at 602-595-5210. Once again, 602-595-5210, or our website at businessneedsaz.com. We will work with you to save you money.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX and the Tom Hartman Show, are some of the most intelligent, informed citizens in the nation. You have progressive values and care what's happening to our precious Earth. You know the commitment I have to reducing the causes that contribute to global warming. The folks at Monolithic Finishes understand that your environmental consciousness seeks alternatives to old technologies. In the past, the products used to seal floors, patios, and decks used ingredients that were not earth-friendly. Those sealants also disintegrated and left surfaces exposed to damage. Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology and retains the fundamental value of making smaller footprints on the earth using natural finishes, which are environmentally gentle without sacrificing quality. Monolithic Finishes technology allows one to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you can't see with other floor sealing products. The unique process produces a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. Choose extraordinary integrity and ease of maintenance. Choose Monolithic Finishes. Call 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891. Hi, this is Tom Hartman with three words for anyone who's thinking about remodeling their home. Aspen Gold Renovations. That's it, Aspen Gold Renovations. Remodeling a home is vastly different from new construction. Owner Dan Hall has over 30 years' experience in residential remodeling. From a simple built-in bookcase to kitchens and baths to complete home makeovers, Dan has assembled a team of like-minded remodeling professionals, including architectural design, engineering, and interior design, as well as some of the top tradesmen in the valley for all your needs. Check out some of their work at www.aspengoldrenovations.com. That's aspengoldrenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. 602-689-1508. Aspen Gold Renovations is a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX Progressive Talk Radio. That's aspengoldrenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. That's aspengoldrenovations.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Barrios at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Demand is up, supplies are down. What I want is like crude and brown. I crave oil.
Oh, George.
To get my kicks. Attack the rack to get my fix. I love oil. Oh, every ounce. Nuclear, I can't pronounce. When my twins go out for fun, I say don't drive, take Air Force One. Oh, we can't conserve it, we are just way too spoiled. Oh yeah. Globe is heating up, you know it's starting to boil. Gonna have to face it, we're addicted to oil. I saw the signs. But
yeah, you know, even George Bush is acknowledging this. I mean, that's the amazing thing. That even Bush has come out and said, yeah, well, you know, we have this addiction to oil and we've got to do something about it. And then he proposes absolutely nothing to do about it. But nonetheless, he says, yeah, it's there. It's real. You know, Jimmy Carter, as I said, Jimmy Carter just laid this stuff out and said, you know, this is a real problem. This is a real crisis. And we really and truly need to do something about it. It's absolutely urgent that we do so. This is Jimmy Carter back in 1979.
The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts, and we simply must face them. What I have to say to you now about energy is simple and vitally important. Point one. I am tonight setting a clear goal for the energy policy of the United States. Beginning this moment, this nation will never use more foreign oil than we did in 1977. Never.
And, of course, Reagan came into office with huge money from the oil lobby. reversed all of Carter's policies, and I would argue that that led directly to the Iraq War, you know, to Bush Sr.'s involvement in the Middle East, and arguably directly to 9/11. You know, they wouldn't be after us if we weren't there. It's not like we're being attacked by Iceland or something. And Carter also talked about solar power.
Moreover, I will soon submit legislation to Congress calling for the creation of this nation's first solar bank, which will help us achieve the crucial goal of 20% of our energy coming from solar power by the year 2000.
And he could have done it. And this, you know, and the question, well, should government play some kind of role in all this? You know, after all, we're all independent here in America, aren't we? You know, great entrepreneurs. John Gray wrote this thing back in 2004. Joe Republican, John Gray of Cincinnati, Ohio. Joe gets up at 6 a.m. and fills his coffee pot with water to prepare his morning coffee. The water is clean and good because some tree-hugging liberal fought for minimum water quality standards. With his first swallow of coffee, he takes his daily medication. His medications are safe to take because some stupid commie liberal fought for their safety and that they work as advertised. All but $10 of Joe's medications are paid for by his employer's medical plan because some liberal union workers fought their employers for paid medical insurance, and now Joe gets it too. He prepares his morning breakfast, bacon and eggs. Joe's bacon is safe to eat because some girly man liberal fought for laws to regulate the meatpacking industry. In the morning shower, Joe reaches for his shampoo with bottles properly labeled with each ingredient and its total amount. Because some crybaby liberal fought for his right to know what he's putting on his body and how much it contained. Joe dresses, walks outside, and takes a deep breath. The air he breathes is clean because some environmentalist wacko liberal fought for laws to stop industries from polluting our air. He walks to the subway station for his government-subsidized ride to work, saves him considerable money in parking and transportation fees because some fancy-pants liberal fought for affordable public transportation, which gives everyone the opportunity to contribute to society. Joe begins his workday. He's got a good job with excellent pay, medical benefits, retirement, paid holidays, and vacation because some lazy liberal union members fought and died for these working standards. Joe's employer pays these standards because Joe's employer doesn't want his employees to call in the union. If he's hurt on the job or becomes unemployed, he'll get a workers' compensation or unemployment check because some stupid liberal didn't think he should lose his home just because of a temporary misfortune. It's noontime. He needs to go to the bank so he can pay some bills. His deposit is federally insured by the FSLIC because some godless liberal wanted to protect Joe's money from unscrupulous bankers who ruined the banking system during the Republican Great Depression. Joe has to pay his Fannie Mae underwritten mortgage and his below-market federal student loan because some elitist liberal decided that Joe and the government itself and all of us would be better off if he was educated and earned more money over his lifetime. After work this evening, he's going to visit his dad in his home in the country, farm in the country. He gets in his car for the drive. His car is among the safest in the world because some America-hating liberal, fought for car safety standards. He arrives at his boyhood home, third generation to live in a house financed by the Farmers Home Administration because bankers didn't want to give rural loans. Home didn't have electricity until some big government liberal stuck his nose in where it didn't belong and demanded rural electrification. Joe's happy to see his dad, who's now retired and lives on Social Security and union pension. Because some wine-drinking, cheese-eating liberal made sure he could take care of himself so Joe wouldn't have to. Joe gets back in his car for the ride home and turns on the talk radio show. Radio host keeps saying, liberals are bad, conservatives are good. Doesn't mention that his beloved Republicans had fought against every single protection and benefit Joe enjoyed throughout the day. Joe agrees. He says, we don't need these big government liberals ruining our lives. After all, I'm a self-made man. Everyone who believes everyone should take care of themselves just like I have. Yeah. And Joe got a free public education, and his home is protected by a socialist fire department, and he's safe because of the socialist police department, and he's driving on the socialist roads. Amazing. 27 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as 2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
Did you know that catnip is not the only scent your cat will react to? Some cats respond to the smell of olives, mint, or honeysuckle in the same way they do to catnip. Our cat Higgins, well, my cat Higgins, his favorite scent is actually potato chips and pizza. He's relentless about potato chips and pizza. It used to be if we left a bag of potato chips out overnight, we'd find it all ripped up in pieces all over the floor the next morning, and half the chips gone. Then we started him on Purina One Natural Blends, and we found the same thing with the Purina One Natural Blends. He would tear those bags apart if he could get at them. So it's a good improvement. And in fact, we see an improvement in his energy level, his health, his teeth. If you could change your pet's health for the better, wouldn't you want to try? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge with your cat by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One that's right for your cat. Or go to the website at PurinaOneChallenge.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Horseman, I'm Ed Donahue. Senator Ted Kennedy is endorsing Barack Obama for president, and so is his son, Congressman Patrick Kennedy. Kennedy mentioned his uncle, former President John F. Kennedy, in a speech just a few minutes ago in Washington.
In times such as these, we need, as we had with my uncle, a leader who can inspire confidence and faith in our government, inspiring a belief that our government can be good again.
In Hartford, Connecticut, Hillary Clinton focused less on Barack Obama and more on President Bush, like his No Child Left Behind program.
I believe that our education system is not just about our children taking tests, but about unlocking their imagination and their potential.
The economy in Iraq will take up a lot of President Bush's State of the Union address tonight.
On the economy, the president will summon Congress to act quickly to avert a serious downturn. And on Iraq, he'll urge continued funding without conditions.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 66 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Viva O'Neill with 1480, and I'm proud to introduce a new sponsor with our station, Business Needs, Inc. I'm talking with Paul, owner of Business Needs. Paul, what is Business Needs?
We're a locally based, full-service, executive business management, financial, and tax consultant service geared to small and medium-sized businesses. We help create the ideal operating system tailored to meet each client's needs by helping them implement it and then ensuring that our clients receive continuing benefits from the installed improvements. We guarantee our client success. We have helped businesses increase profit and decrease their tax liability by an average of 22%.
Wow, sounds great.
It is. We make businesses more profitable, and we can help you too. If you're interested, please visit our website at businessneedsaz.com or call us at 602-595-5210. Once again, 602-595-5210. We'll guarantee your success.
1480 KPHX is the fastest growing radio station in Phoenix, and we're now increasing the size of our sales teams. If you have at least 2 years' experience in commission-based sales, a track record of winning for your company and clients, and are truly passionate about your profession, hit www.1480kphx.com and click on Employment. No phone calls, please. 1480 KPHX is an equal opportunity employer.
time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
What I said was that in Ronald Reagan, we had a transformative political figure because he was able to get Democrats to vote against their own economic interests. Is he suggesting that his statement the other day was to get Republicans to vote against their economic interests? Come on, Barack. Come on. Stop it. We have enough political weasels. Do you have to do it too?
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, our telephone number, our blog over at Air America, airamerica.com, the Tom Hartman page, and tomhartman.com. We'll get you to our website, to our chat room. And a number of people have called in and said, John Gray, who wrote, you know, where is that thing, that Joe Republican thing that you were just reading? And Louise will be posting it on the homepage of our website at tomhartman.com in today's blog, along with a link to the original piece that John Gray wrote back in 2004, so that he gets appropriate credit for it as well. Steve in California. Hey, Steve, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I wanted to comment about your guest this morning. I worked in solar energy development and research, photovoltaic energy research, for a major oil company
mm-hmm.
back in the later years of Carter and then well into the Reagan years.
Right.
Now, when Reagan came in, the whole attitude of this oil company towards solar just changed radically. It turned on a dime. And we started developing, instead of solar systems for commercial use.
Right.
We started developing solar panels for killer satellites in space.
For military use. Yeah, because Reagan was spending, he spent $1 trillion on Star Wars.
For Star Wars, right. And this company was getting funded by the Air Force to do this. Well, we did not, the staff that was scientists that were working on this was not the reason we signed on. That was not the reason. And we started basically complaining, and one day the vice president in charge of the project called us all together and said, I want you to understand we're not here to develop solar energy. We are here to develop the patents so we can control licensing of solar energy. Mm. And that is a big difference.
Yeah, it is. It's so really, it's a way of saying we're here to make money, period, end of discussion.
Well, they were
which is
here
the
to
first mandate of any company, but go ahead.
Well, if you look, we are here to make sure that if it's ever commercially viable, we will be in control of how it's manufactured and marketed. That's what they were telling us.
Yeah.
If you look at all of our energy options in America, it's always, well, you can pick one from column A or one from column B, and they always own both column A and B.
Yeah.
And there's the stifling.
And this was an oil company you were working for?
Chevron in Richmond, California. How's that?
Yeah. Well, you know, the largest seller of solar panels in the world right now is British Petroleum.
Yeah, well, Chevron was really upset because ARCO had made some real inroads into development.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oil companies are very competitive amongst themselves.
Yeah.
They want no competition from anybody outside, but amongst themselves they're very competitive. And Chevron wanted to catch up with what ARCO was doing.
There you go. Interesting.
So that's a reality. I could name names, but what the hell, that's all. That's
yeah.
not worth
Steve,
it.
Steve, thanks a lot for the background and for the interesting
yeah,
story.
It
much appreciated.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to Green 960 there in San Francisco. Bob in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom? Listen to you all the time. I listen to you like Nova AM radio in the morning and usually a replay in the afternoon on Air America Radio 820 and AM in Chicago. Anyway, okay. I wanted to bring up 2 points, and the second one I wanted to ask your opinion on. The first point, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but I think it's perfect time, and Dennis Kucinich is going to be going on the floor later this afternoon, and he's going to be bringing up over 50 articles of impeachment against George W. Bush, and
we need to perfect counterpoint to the State of the Union address.
Oh, you bet. We need to call our media, which I'm starting right now, and to call Congress and tell them how much we really, really need this to happen, and we need to support Dennis in this.
Yeah. And call your members of Congress and ask them to sign on, to co-sign those.
Yes, sir. You got it. You're right. The other thing is, I wanted to ask your opinion. The way I understand it at the convention, delegates from various states go there, and they put the vote in for the candidate that won in that state. Now, that's kind of just to put it simple, but then I'm aware of that there are super delegates that go there, too.
Yeah, hang on. Let me back you up a little bit. Our primary system is not winner-take-all. So when you say, for example, Barack Obama won in South Carolina, he didn't take all of the delegates from South Carolina. He took some. Hillary took some. John Edwards took some. Same thing with New Hampshire, same thing with, you know, in every state. So it's not quite the horse race that it would be with, for example, electoral votes in the states towards the presidency. They have to get a certain number of delegates, but this is proportional representation in all these cases rather than first past the post, winner take all.
You're right, but I'm aware that the superdelegates can go in there and override everything and, you know,
well, they can't override anything. They simply have a vote.
Right. And
but there's a whole bunch of them. There's like 700 and something of them.
Right. So they can really change everything around depending on who their best interest is for.
Right. They're the swing votes. And the superdelegates are every federally elected Democrat. In other words, every Democratic member of the House, every Democratic member of the Senate, and I believe all of the Democratic governors as well are superdelegates, as well as the head of the party. So Howard Dean would be. I don't know if Susie Turnbull, number two, is or not. And there's a few other folks who are superdelegates. But, yeah, I mean, and the superdelegates all get to vote, too. And some of them have pre-committed their votes, but they can always change.
Sure.
But you're right. They are the big wild card. And because of the superdelegates, frankly, I don't think after Super Tuesday, unless there's an absolute landslide for either Obama or Hillary, and I don't see either happening. I think this is going to continue to be a very competitive race, particularly between those two. I think that after Super Tuesday, after February 5th, we're still going to be trying to figure out who's going to be the Democratic nominee. And frankly, I think the Republicans, it's going to come down to McCain and Romney, and I think the Republicans are still going to be battling that one out, too. I would never underestimate Mitt Romney. Here's a guy who was a Mormon Republican who won a Catholic Democratic state, Massachusetts, as governor. Although, as Carl Wolfson, our morning host here on KPOJ, pointed out this morning, he did not run for re-election because he would not have been re-elected. As soon as he ran as a liberal, and as soon as he was elected, he started running for president. He became a radical conservative, and Massachusetts turned against him. But the guy has got more money than God. He's got between $250 and $400 million. He's already dropped something like $30-40 million of his own money into this thing. You're going to have, if he ends up the candidate and then Bloomberg gets in, you're going to have two basically self-financed candidates running with just mind-boggling amounts of money. And it's going to be wild. I'm telling you, this fall is going to be absolutely wild. Bob, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. Doreen in New York City. Hey, listening on WWRL. Hey, Doreen, what's up?
How are you, Tom? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show. I'm going to speak about what your last caller spoke about, Dennis Kucinich presenting the articles of impeachment with regard to our President George Bush. And I saw on YouTube today on C-SPAN him, I guess, making his first part of his presentation. It was about a minute long.
This was
and
today?
And then Kucinich.
Was today?
Today on the House floor.
Right, okay.
And then whoever posted it fast-forwarded it because, you know, there's just nothing going on. He did his presentation, and then they fast-forwarded it. And then a representative from Florida came up and asked him to withdraw his statement that it violated House rules. And then the video ends. So I was wondering if you knew what he did that was objectionable to House rules by presenting that one-minute speech?
I don't, Doreen. I honestly don't. I will see if I can track that down, though, over the next 15 or 20 minutes, and maybe in the next hour we can come up with it. I'm sorry. I right off the top of my head, don't know. Steve in Lake Oswego, Oregon. Hey, you're listening on KPOJ. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple of quick points about the person who called before about nuclear power and global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, one of the things that have actually come across our national news is that we may have to close 26 nuclear power plants in our southeast because of the lack of water to cool the plants.
That's right. Yeah, nuclear power plants don't just use nuclear fuel, which itself is a limited resource, far more limited, frankly, than fossil fuels. They also use mind-boggling amounts of water.
Okay, now here's something our national media are not covering that you actually have to read the foreign presses to hear about. That some months ago there was a serious problem. I can't remember whether it was a Swiss or a Swedish nuclear plant that required an extended shutdown, and also that many of the European power plants may have to shut down because the waters, you know, the rivers and everything else are warming up.
Are getting too warm. Yeah.
This is going to be too warm to cool the plants according to the way they were designed and built.
That's so, right. This is a problem that they already have with at least one French nuclear power plant. I believe there's a UK one. I've seen those stories, Steve. Yeah, nuclear power is absolutely no answer to this thing. It's not at all. Dane in Boulder, Colorado. Hey, Dane, we're coming up against a break here.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just had some comments about Marlo Lewis. He suggested that California's new requirements would quote unquote make the rest of the U.S. regulatory colonies of California, and I find that almost impossible to believe, because it suggests that California would require that the producers of any product that comes into California must adhere to the new California rule. For instance, yeah. Widget producers in New York would have to fall under the California requirement.
Yeah, see, it didn't make sense to me either, and we're going to try and get Barbara Boxer on the program a little later on in the week and talk specifically about this, because with regard to car emission standards and things, I mean, you know, certainly there have been car manufacturers for a long time have been making cars to California standards and things like that. California's led the nation. It used to be Pennsylvania with food, for example. If you wanted to have a food product, it always said certified by the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture because they had the tightest national standards. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com. Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and will be sold. Homes may be sold for very little money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-390-0422. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes quickly, so listings may not always remain available in all areas. So act now. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-390-0422. That's 800-390-0422.
Want a family-friendly dental office with an experienced dentist and staff, plus low-cost ways to rejuvenate your smile? Then call a specialist, the Denture Specialist, at 602-651-1436. With an on-site denture lab and prices starting at $249. Get a free exam and whitening with any paid cleaning. Most insurance is accepted. Most dentures made within a week. Take a bite out of life. Call the Denture Specialist today, 602-651-1436.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-416-7423. That's 1-800-416-7423. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-416-7423.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now, 1-800-441-0607. That's right, Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of Ultra Pure Omega Berry Fish Oil capsules because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're going to feel the difference. So now's your chance. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with your free bottle. Call right now and we'll also send you a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. But you have to call now. For your free bottle and free book, call 1-800-441-0607. 1-800-441-0607. 1-800-441-0607.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinosa with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Before the hour, the Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU, 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Alan Ratner on the line with us with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington, D.C., talkradionews.com. Hey, Ellen.
I'm at the Senate today, and it's very interesting. Senator Reid is talking about how good the president is at scaring the American people, but not very good at following up on any kind of real agenda. And the senator really expects that the FISA will expire. That's what he told a bunch of us today. He also said that they've had 36 separate votes in Iraq and that they have had a very, very hard time getting anything because of the 60 votes necessary. He also said he gave a real kudos today to Chuck Hagel, and he said he gave up his career in politics based on principle. So
unless he's
really pushing before tonight.
Yeah, unless he's going to run for vice president with Mr. Bloomberg. We'll see. By the way, I understand that we're down to the point now, since Jay Rockefeller has now said that he'll vote no on cloture for the FISA bill, that we only need 3 more. This what I'm getting from the Daily Kos. By Carper, Inouye, Johnson, Landrieu, McCaskill, Mikulski, Nelson of Florida, Nelson of Nebraska, Pryor, and Salazar are essentially the swing votes. Those are all the Democratic senators.
But you know something, I got to tell you,
we need to be calling.
McCaskill, I've talked to her about other stuff. To me, this woman is not a progressive in any way, shape, or form, and a lot of progressives gave her money, and I just think it's shameful.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, that's the list. These are the senators. We need to get 3 of these senators, of this group of senators, to change their vote on FISA to say, no, we're not going to just wink and nod when the laws are broken. And that's by Carper, Inouye, Johnson, Landrieu, McCaskill, Mikulski, Nelson, Pryor, and Salazar. And if you live in a state
and you are represented by one of these people, go to callcongress.org. There's the toll-free phone numbers for Congress, and call your senator and say no on immunity and FISA.
Okay. We are, as I said, here at the Senate today, and we will be in Statuary Hall very, very shortly. You can follow us. Tonight we're going to actually be what we call twittering the State of the Union, and also right afterwards doing an awful lot of interviews, both from Republicans and Democrats. So you can check that out. But also the what we're going to see tonight in the president's speech is going to be he's going to hit very, very heavy on earmarks. He's going to try and look like the fiscal conservative that he's not. In fact, it turns out, when you look at all the spending he's done $1.6 trillion he has added to the deficit since he's been president. He is also, going to his budget, which is going to be released next Monday, is not going to fully fund the war. In fact, he's going to do incremental bridge funding of $70 to $80 billion. That's about half of the annual spending in the war. And that he is, and of course, he's going to leave this all for the next president.
Right.
Not a very pretty picture.
Yeah. So if the next president wants to continue the occupation for even one more day, they're going to have to say, okay, we need to get money here for this occupation. By the way, I would say the war, you know, ended when we took down Iraq's government. That's the definition of the end of a war. We executed Saddam. We seized his government. We seized the country. We destroyed their army. We won the war. George Bush was right when he was on the Abraham Lincoln. Then began the occupation, and we've been screwing up the occupation for 5 years, if I may.
Put a fine point
on language. I just don't like referring to it as a war. It's an occupation.
But I do want to underline one thing, and that is that Senator Reid is really pretty determined that FISA is going to just die an untimely death on February 1st, and that is great news for all of us.
Yeah, you mean he thinks that he's got his 40 votes?
Well, I think he thinks he does. And I think he's very hopeful about it.
Yeah. Well, I would still.
Great for Senator Reid. I mean,
yeah.
More
yeah.
power to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I would still be calling my senators, but. Amen.
Oh, absolutely. No. It still needs to be an all court press.
Yep. Yep. So what else is going on in Washington,
okay,
D.C.?
Okay. The other big news in town is that, first of all, let me just tell you, Kansas Governor Sebelius is going to be giving the response. They think that she has done a lot for a red state. She's sort of the poster person for a red state that has become blue and actually doing quite a bit. There's a lot of talk around here that they could pick up the necessary votes in the next election in the Senate to break that 60 vote. So people are very, very hopeful about that. And I got to also tell you, it's really interesting to talk to a lot of people who were previously uncommitted around whether they were going to go to Clinton, Obama, and have not been terribly very pleased with what happened in South Carolina this weekend with the former president. And it'll be very interesting to see how this turns out in the next 2 weeks here.
Yeah, indeed it will. And Ted Kennedy and Caroline Kennedy and I guess Patrick Kennedy now coming out and endorsing Barack Obama.
That's right.
He is JFK.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens at State of the Union tonight and how these people react to each other. That, as I said to a senator, boy, would I love to be a fly on the wall in the cloakroom, the Senate cloakroom, when these guys encounter each other.
Well, and one of the major things that Bush has to do with his State of the Union is set up a political environment that will help get a Republican elected as president. And if he's betting that it's going to be John McCain, I'm guessing he's going to be pushing the McCain button issues. Do you think that there's a political calculus in there? Do you think that he's got?
I think that there is, and frankly, he owes it to McCain. But there's a lot of talk in New York about McCain being joined, perhaps, by Bloomberg.
Oh, that's interesting.
A lot of talk. I spent yesterday with some major movers and shakers in the New York political scene, and that's what they're all talking about.
So Bloomberg
would
be
elected officials talking about.
His vice presidential candidate would be Bloomberg. Wow.
That would certainly move things.
Yeah. That would be very difficult for any Democrat to take down because they'd have unlimited resources. Bloomberg's got $1 billion. Yeah. I mean, and he said anybody who dies rich is crazy. Ellen Ratner, talkreadynews.com. Thank you, Ellen.
Thanks.
57 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know it's only $12.50 for a one-year membership that includes the world's largest circulation magazine? Did you know that AARP tackles the tough issues for you, like health costs and age discrimination in the workplace? Call 1-800-950-7599 to enroll, and you'll find out a lot of other things you probably didn't know about AARP, like exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Call 1-800-950-7599 and find out about AARP member benefits like access to nationwide eye health savings and trustworthy group health, dental, and long-term care insurance. AARP works for you to promote health and financial security for all Americans. Call 1-800-950-7599 to become a member. Call 1-800-950-7599 now.
Over the last 5 years, the mortgage industry has been one to keep a close eye on. So what does 2008 have in store? Well, first of all, a record number of adjustable rate mortgages are expected to reset or increase this year and will only continue to increase. So if you're in an ARM, now is the time to review your loan's reset date. Once your loan resets, it could be too late, and it could mean the difference between being able to afford your mortgage payment or not being able to. However, keep in mind that at least for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. Rates are still at a two-year low, so now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com, BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, log on to 76mortgage.com or call 602-265-LOAN today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A coveted endorsement today for Barack Obama. Senator Ted Kennedy is backing the Democratic presidential candidate.
With Barack Obama, we will close the book on the old politics of race against race, gender against gender, ethnic group against ethnic group, and straight against gay.
And Obama welcomed the endorsement and praised the Kennedy legacy.
It's stood by the idea that each of us can make a difference. And that all of us ought to try. That no frontier is beyond our reach when we are united and not divided.
The Massachusetts senator is expected to campaign actively for Obama leading up to the Super Tuesday primaries. While Obama was picking up Kennedy's endorsement in Washington, Hillary Clinton was in Connecticut, where she was critical of President Bush and his policies. This is the eve of the Florida primary. The latest poll shows John McCain and Mitt Romney in a virtual dead heat. The economy is among the issues President Bush will highlight tonight in his final State of the Union address, including an appeal for Congress to quickly wrap up work on an economic stimulus package. That may be a problem in the Senate.
Democrats are turning a deaf ear to the administration's request not to tinker with the roughly $150 billion package. They're looking to extend jobless benefits and also help seniors who live off their Social Security checks. AARP says the plan agreed on by the administration and House leaders leaves out 20 million seniors. Senate aides say that including them could shrink the rebate checks from $600 to $500. The president and other administration officials are warning any changes could delay or possibly derail the package. Jerry Boudlander, Capitol Hill.
In addition to talking about the economic stimulus package tonight, President Bush will also introduce his plan to reduce the Capitol Hill practice of slipping pet projects into spending bills. He'll veto any bill that doesn't cut pet project spending. This is AP Radio News. A possible sex scandal in Detroit involving that city's mayor and his chief aide. Now the AP's David Runk reports the aide has resigned.
Christine Beatty, who is Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's chief of staff in Detroit, announced that she's resigning. Her resignation comes amid allegations raised last week that she and the mayor lied under oath during a trial about whether they were having an affair.
Led Zeppelin may be hitting the road again. But the AP's Margie Zaraletta says it's not time yet to get in line for those tickets.
It comes down to singer Robert Plant. He can't tour with Led Zeppelin before September because he'll be on tour with Alison Krauss this spring and summer. The two made an album called Raising Sand that was released last fall.
You know that Wendy's hamburger chain ad that has the guy wearing a red wig with braided pigtails? Well, the hamburger chain is now scrapping that 8-month-old ad campaign. It says the campaign generated some attention, but failed to lead to improved sales. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Garlic. Try America's number one selling garlic supplement, Garlic. It's all natural, drug and odor-free, and cholesterol's natural enemy. For a healthy heart and healthy life, use Garlic.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Ferriers, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm once again talking with Paul Demas. Paul, taxes feel like a big jigsaw puzzle, and I get overwhelmed. Can business needs help?
We certainly can. Listen, Viva, everyone wants to reduce their taxes, but to do it correctly isn't always so simple. That's why Business Needs takes a balanced and integrated approach. We focus on the total picture, not just your next return. We help you define the right overall tax position for you, designed to save you money while looking for your future goals.
Can I come to you with my tax return, or do I have to own a business?
We can help everybody. We help tax return compliances for individuals, business, partnerships, estates and trusts, foundations, and tax-exempt organizations. We try to save you money. Right now, we're offering $20 returns for individuals. Please call us at 602-595-5210. Once again, 602-595-5210, or our website at businessneedsaz.com. We will work with you to save you money.
Had enough hot air to last you an entire term in office? Temperatures are dropping, but North Valley Mechanical is heating up. Protect your heating and cooling equipment with annual maintenance today. Have fewer breakdowns, less repairs, and lower your utility bills. Call the professionals at North Valley Mechanical, 480-538-9184. Don't wait, 480-538-9184, or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. Proud dealers for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Comfort Systems. Whether it's across town or down to Tombstone, out to Ahwatukee, or up to Flagstaff, Lightning Courier Service delivers. From a letter to a truckload, Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand, exclusive statewide service with guaranteed delivery by professional drivers. They know time is money, and they'll save you both with the speed of lightning. For more information, log on to lightningcouriervice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call 480-922-4929.
Hillary Clinton is an actual presidential candidate. To help her tell her tale, we've hired a member of the mainstream media.
Well, we're all family in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
This is very personal for me.
Way to bond, Ice Queen.
Senator Obama and I agree that neither race nor gender should be a part of this campaign.
Hey, good for you. Kumbaya. But group hugs and real issues don't get me ratings, honey.
They just don't want to see us fall backwards. No.
You are so hot when you drop the act. Do you know that?
Skip the nonsense. Stay informed with 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, tonight is going to be the State of the Union Address. Bill in Portland, Maine, over at the Daily Kos suggests this is how it's going to go. He's going to say, folks, it's been a real blast raping and pillaging this great country and taking away your civil liberties for 8 years. Sure was fun landing on that aircraft carrier. Kind of sucks about Katrina. Oh, and those 935 lies my administration told before we invaded Iraq, they weren't lies at all. I was just joking. I'm a joker, see? Bringing a little levitation to you folks. And Terry Schiavo, I'd do it all over again for you, darling. Now get out there and spend those rebate checks when they arrive in June or August or whenever. Make sure you send a thank you card to China, since their lenderization is making possible your spenderosity. Yeah. It's actually a pretty good one. The last night, 60 Minutes, had a piece, did a program where they were laying out, they were interviewing the guy who was responsible for both interrogating and supervising Saddam Hussein. And there was one point where I was actually shouting at the television. Louise and I are sitting in bed watching this thing. And Scott Pelley, as I recall, was the guy doing the interviewing. And, yeah, Scott Pelley. And he's talking to George Pirro, who's the guy who was there with Saddam. And he said the absolutely most amazing thing. He basically was repeating this Republican lie. Let me just get the absolute quote here from Pelley. Because this is just, you know, Bob Perry is writing about this over on Common Dreams and at consortiumnews.com. He says, for a man who drew America into two wars and countless military engagements, we never knew what Saddam Hussein was thinking. Why did he choose war with the United States? And, you know, you've heard me on many times play this clip of George Bush saying that we gave Saddam a chance to bring in the inspectors, and he threw the inspectors out, and therefore we had to invade. And that's, in fact, let me just share this with you. The GOP, the Republican Party, has been trying to completely rewrite history and convince the world, and there's a great YouTube about this, I'm going to share actually from some of the clips from this, convince the world that we were forced to invade Iraq after Saddam would not let the UN inspectors back in. I mean, this is the meme that the GOP, the Bush administration, have been pushing, and pushing hard, for the last 3 or 4 years. And it's a plain old flat-out lie. First of all, let's go back to before Resolution 1441 was passed, which said, Saddam, you must let inspectors in. Here's Joe Lieberman being interviewed on television.
We're thinking about options about how to make this work.
This is January 14th, 2002.
I just hope he doesn't accept inspectors.
Because if he does, the UN inspectors...
We're not back into a cat and mouse game indefinitely.
So there they are saying, well, hopefully he won't get inspectors. So it starts in 2003. Here's Bush, and he's sitting right next to Kofi Annan.
Yes, and the fundamental question is, does Saddam Hussein have a weapons program? And the answer is absolutely.
Now, let me back this up a little bit and start this over again, because this is Bush on July 17th, 2003. Okay, this is 4 months after the invasion. This is after the invasion.
The larger point is, and the fundamental question is, does Saddam Hussein have a weapons program? And the answer is absolutely. And we gave him a chance to allow the inspectors in, and he wouldn't let him in.
If you're saying, let's turn back the
clock. Now, which is just a complete lie. Saddam not only let the inspectors in, he gave them all kinds of chances to run all over the place, all over Iraq, and do anything they want, as I'll play some audio from Hans Blix. But here's Mitt Romney a few weeks ago in one of the Republican debates laying this out, following on the tail end of this George Bush clip.
We gave him a chance to allow the inspectors in, and he wouldn't let them in.
And now to Mitt Romney.
If you're saying, let's turn back the clock, and Saddam Hussein had opened up his country to IAEA inspectors, and they'd come in and they'd find that there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, well, that was on June 5th, by the way, 2007. And, in fact, IAEA inspectors were allowed back into Iraq. Again, this is great YouTube. In December of 2002, we'll post this on our website, you can see it, followed by the destruction of the Al-Samud missiles in 2003. We not only had inspectors in there, we found the last remnants of his missile system, and we were destroying
them. With the destruction of the Al-Samud missiles continuing, the UN weapons inspectors set off again to supervise the process.
This is March 2nd, 2003. This is a month before the invasion. This is video from the BBC reporting from Iraq.
The destruction of the missiles is being seen in some quarters as Iraq's most serious step towards disarmament in 4 years. The missiles are only being glimpsed on their way to be destroyed because Iraqi officials say pictures of their actual elimination would be too painful for Iraqis to witness. But the process itself may not continue if, as reported, American and British pilots are stepping up their attacks inside Iraq's no-fly zones. These reported attacks are seen in Baghdad as a prelude to war, adding to concerns that Washington is preparing to bypass the United Nations in its drive towards war.
And now this is what we know from the Downing Street memo, is that Bush and Blair had already planned to go to war no matter what, even though the inspectors were finding nothing. In fact, they were destroying the missiles. Here's bulldozers coming in to crush these missiles on videotape, same
crude
day.
Crude tools for a very sensitive job. These earth movers plowed into Al-Taji base north of Baghdad today to smash up more of Iraq's banned Al-Samud missiles. Six were expected to be destroyed. That leaves more than 90 missiles to go. The UN calls this a significant step in the disarmament of Iraq. But the mathematics of missiles doesn't satisfy in London and Washington. And Iraq today redoubled its effort to persuade the world it's cooperating and to head off war.
If war takes place, if war happens, it's not because Iraq has not done all it could.
This is the presidential advisor to the number two guy, or the Saddam Hussein's right-hand man, essentially, speaking at the UN.
Regarding disarmament. Iraq is doing all it could possibly do.
But the Americans call this a game of deception. Iraq has also said it will submit a report to the inspectors on the amounts of anthrax and VX nerve agent, which it says were destroyed 11 years ago after the first Gulf War.
So now we, you know, jump back to March 7th, 2003. Now here we are. In 2003, this is from the McNeil-Lehrer report.
The inspector's presentations to the UN Security Council, Ray Suarez reports.
In his third update to the Security Council this year, the chief weapons inspector, Hans Blix, said his team has faced relatively few difficulties gaining access to Iraqi sites, and he reported recent progress in the area of monitoring Iraq by air.
And at this juncture, we are able to perform professional no-notice inspections all over Iraq, and to increase aerial surveillance.
And then suddenly Bush orders everyone out of Iraq.
In Iraq, Monday,
March 17th, 2003.
It was just another day for the weapons inspectors of the United Nations. For nearly 4 months, they've examined hundreds of sites across Iraq for the weapons whose existence Britain and the United States say justifies war. Clearly, there's much still to do, but all the signs are that their work will soon be curtailed. They've been advised by the Americans to leave, and although no decision has been taken, it can only be a matter of time before they're withdrawn.
The UN ordered all its employees to leave Iraq today amid signs of the looming conflict. The agency has some 300 people in the country, including weapons inspectors and relief workers. Secretary General Annan, in announcing they would be withdrawn, said those who wanted to avoid war were disappointed and frustrated.
In the sense that we are not able to do it peacefully, obviously it's a disappointment and a sad day for everybody. War is always a catastrophe. It leads to major human tragedy. Lots of people are going to be uprooted, displaced from their homes, and nobody wanted that.
The U.S. diplomatic window on Iraq was formally shut down this morning by Secretary of State Colin Powell. He spoke to reporters in Washington after the U.S., Britain, and Spain pulled a proposed resolution at the U.N. Here are some excerpts.
And then he goes on with the Colin Powell resolution. You know, Hans Blix came right out and said, we found nothing. I mean, there's nothing here. And it looks like there is for sure nothing here. And you give us another 2 or 3 months, we'll prove to you there's nothing here. And Bush pulled out the inspectors. And then he goes on and says, but Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in, and therefore we had to invade. And now you've got Mitt Romney running around repeating this. How bizarre is this world anyway? 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD, 888-690-3777.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now, 1-888-690-3777. 888-690-3777.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now packages start at under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HD TV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment? That's right. We are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for? Get a move on! For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com. Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move. So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and get moving today!
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I want to push it to the limit and not heed the warnings. Cause I'll be my old self when I wake in the morning. Oh, but the night's still.
So here we have,
so I'm gonna have fun.
Number one. Resolution 1441, UN Security Council Resolution 1441, required a vote of the Security Council before the commencement of hostilities. It was right in there, as I recall, as Article 7 of it. And that never happened. Our invasion of Iraq was illegal. 6 months after the invasion, the United Nations passed a resolution, at the urging of the United States, retroactively, essentially forgiving the United States for breaking international law by invading Iraq, because we violated 1441. So, number one, we went against the UN. Number two, the Senate resolution that Hillary Clinton and John Edwards were condemned for voting for said that the only way that Bush could use force against Iraq is if he certified in writing to the Senate within 60 days of the commencement of hostilities that there was clear evidence that Saddam Hussein was linked to 9/11. That Saddam himself was linked somehow to the events of 9/11. And in fact, about a month and a half later, 45, 50 days later, George W. Bush did write a letter. You can find it over at the WhiteHouse.gov website. Wrote a letter to Congress saying, I certify, I swear, that Saddam Hussein was involved in 9/11. Now, at the same time, we have, since then, had Bush come out and say, no, I don't think Saddam had anything to do with 9/11. I mean, at what point do you say, you know, it's out of control? It's like, at what point do you say, hang on just a second here, I've got the... I can't find it. Anyway, here, this is, again, I want you to hear this.
The larger point is, and the fundamental question is, did Saddam Hussein have a weapons program? And the answer is absolutely. And we gave him a chance to allow the inspectors in, and he wouldn't let them in. And therefore, after a reasonable request, we decided to remove him from power, along with other nations, so as to make sure he was not a threat to the United States.
So here's Bush, you know, lying. He's sitting next to Kofi Annan when he's doing it. You wonder, and who is there through the whole thing. And you wonder, you know, is he lying or is he delusional? And then Scott Pelley last night on 60 Minutes, and this is, you know, again, this is the second part of the quote. This is where I was really yelling at the TV. Then he says, as the U.S. marched towards war and we began massing troops on its border, why didn't he stop it then? And say, look, I have no weapons of mass destruction. I mean, how could he have wanted his country to be invaded? Here's a 60 Minutes correspondent, a 60 Minutes reporter, asking this as if it was a legitimate question, when what was actually going on in Iraq at that time was that the weapons inspectors had free and unfettered access to the entire country. They were roaming around all over the place. As Scott, as Hans Blix said, you know, there were no impediments. They were showing up, catching people sound asleep. Nobody was following them around. Nobody was stopping them. The Saddam's government itself, the inspectors had found some missiles that they said were 3.5 feet longer than they were supposed to be, and they destroyed them. And that was the only thing they could find, was the missiles. I mean, it was obvious to pretty much everybody in the world that there was nothing there. It just blows my mind. In the Republican debates the other night, on three different occasions, John McCain said, we believed, you know, we supported we voted for the war, and the Democrats voted for the war, too. First of all, in the House of Representatives, the majority of Democrats voted against the resolution giving Bush the authority to go into Iraq if he could prove that Iraq had something to do with 9/11. It was in the Senate that it was the majority of the Democrats. So it wasn't the majority of Democrats. Numerically, it was the minority of Democrats who voted for it, number one. And number two, it wasn't to invade Iraq to protect the United States or to stop weapons of mass destruction. That Senate resolution had to do with 9/11, which is why everybody was afraid not to vote in favor of it in the Senate, or at least by everybody, Hillary Clinton and John Edwards anyway. You know, why that political calculus was being played out. And yet, you have Mitt Romney out here saying, well, if he'd let the inspectors in, then we could have done this. Here's Hans Blix, after the invasion began.
You know, in the Middle Ages, when people were convinced there were witches, and then they looked for them, they certainly found them. And this is a bit risky. I think we were more judicious in saying that we want to have real evidence. And I'm not going to cite what the intelligence agencies are saying unless I have the evidence for it. If I had that, well, then I would do it.
But there was no evidence. In fact, all of the evidence was that there was nothing there. There was no there. There were no weapons there. We knew that before we invaded. So why did we invade?
As a matter of fact, in interviews in 1999 with respected journalists,
and longtime Bush family friend Mickey Herskowitz, then Governor George Bush stated, "One of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as commander-in-chief. My father had all this political capital built up when he drove the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and he wasted it. If I have a chance to invade, if I had that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to get everything passed that I want to get passed, and I'm going to have a successful presidency," end quote.
1999, George Bush saying, if he becomes president, he's going to invade Iraq to get political capital, to get Republicans elected, to get his legislative agenda passed. And he did, and he did. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
I'm Larry, and Aleve's Pain Relief moved me to write this song.
I woke up this morning feeling pain in my back. I didn't even want to move out of the sack. I went to the cabinet and I pulled out Aleve, and all day long I was moving pain-free. Aleve's a good move for me.
Use Aleve as directed for good moves worth singing about.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM 2, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies to send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, Mother Nature here. In between making beautiful sunsets, I've been consulting with the nice people who made Sucrets Complete on an all-new formula, Sucrets Herbal. On my recommendation, they've added soothing green tea plus flavors like pomegranate and honey with ginseng to the sore throat and cough relief Sucrets is famous for. Sadly, my beehive packaging idea didn't work out. So for sore throat or cough relief, it's all in the tin, Sucrets.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The endorsement. I'm Ed Donahue. Senator Ted Kennedy calls Barack Obama a man with extraordinary gifts of leadership and character. Kennedy remembered what Obama said 4 years ago at the Democratic Convention.
That we were not, we must not be, just red states and blue states, but we must be the United States.
Ahead of tonight's State of the Union address, Hillary Clinton says President Bush has lost touch with the public. New home sales dropped by a record of more than 26% in 2007. Bob Moulton with Americana Mortgage Group says it can be good news for some buyers.
In some areas, particularly in Florida, a lot of the major builders have been selling lots of homes for as little as 40 cents on the dollar.
Mayor's top aide in Detroit is leaving.
Christine Beatty, who is Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's chief of staff in Detroit, announced that she's resigning. Her resignation comes amid allegations raised last week that she and the mayor lied under oath during a trial about whether they were having an affair.
David Runk, the Dow is up about 100 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix. And I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
In order to determine whether or not the surge was working, he needs another 6 months. 6 months ago, he told us he would know in 6 months. And 6 months before that, they said we needed a surge, and then we'll know in 6 months. 6 months into the surge, he goes, give me another 6 months. Well, now it's a year into the surge, he said, I need six more months to know whether or not it's working. It's so bogus.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Barry is at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed? Who has been cursed?
You tell them, Merle.
There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, give us a call on the program comment line, whether you agree, disagree, just want to sound off, give us a piece of your mind. Comment line 202-536-5306. Keep it under 30 seconds, and your comment might just make it on the air. You'll find that on the contact link over at our page on our website at 866, at tomhartman.com. So, let's see. George Bush, this was about 2 months ago, he was asked in a press conference, did Iraq have it? Now, this is after, keep in mind, he wrote a letter to Congress justifying the invasion of Iraq, saying that Iraq and Saddam Hussein were directly involved with 9/11.
What did Iraq have to do with what?
The attack on the World Trade Center.
Nothing.
So, in Brattleboro, Vermont, the town is going to be voting on whether or not Bush and Cheney should be indicted and arrested for war crimes, perjury, or obstruction of justice if they ever step foot in Vermont. The good citizens of Vermont will be voting on this shortly. Interesting. Jim in New York. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for that summation of the history of the lies about not allowing inspectors in.
Yeah, one of many lies. I mean, this is the most conspicuous, obvious, and I was just boggled when Scott Pelley said that last week.
I mean, that's the other reason why I called, just to say I had the same reaction when I was watching television. When he said that, I was like, but wait a minute. Why are you saying that this? He said, well, why was Saddam ready to go to war with the United States? It's because Saddam had already conceded to everything that we asked for.
Right. And
that's
he
why
was going out.
We were
going
to go to war because he did everything we asked for.
He was desperately begging us not to attack him. In fact, he even said that his plan to go to selling his oil to us in euros instead of dollars, he was going to flip back and go just to dollars.
I mean, you know, he was trying everything he could to avoid being attacked.
Yeah, and it boggles the mind how we would just go on there and just perpetuate this lie like that. It was it was amazing to see.
Yeah, I agree. It was mind-boggling. Thanks a lot for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. Chris in Venetia, California. Hey, Chris.
Tom, I have to ask you about something. If the UN just disregarded everything that it's supposed to stand for and roll over like that and lick W's boots like that, what in the world was Bolton dissing and moaning about the UN about? What did he have to complain about the UN about if the UN was doing our bidding on all this?
Well, you know, we had John Bolton on this program a few months ago. Basically, he's taking the position, as most of the neocons are, that, number one, here you've got the United Nations, which is a world body that was created with a single purpose, and that is to promote peace in the world. And it is true. It is in our Constitution that when we sign a treaty, we surrender our own laws. In other words, if we signed a treaty with Canada that said if anybody says, I hate Canada, that they have to go to jail, it would become the law of the land. And, I mean, it's in our Constitution. Treaties become the law of the land. And so the rap on the UN, going all the way back to the League of Nations, has always been, if we sign the treaties necessary to become a member of the United Nations, we're surrendering some of our sovereignty. And it's true. And to the extent that we're surrendering sovereignty, it's that we are agreeing not to attack other nations. That's what the UN was all about. It was a series of treaties that defined the parameters under which the world could go to war. That's why it was passed after. That's why it was created after World War II, so that there would never be another World War II. And that surrender of sovereignty made a lot of people very, very frightened, frankly, a lot of particularly conservatives. And I remember, you know, I've told you about this before, back when I was 13 and campaigning for Barry Goldwater and reading John Stormer. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, there are communists in the U.N. And then you figure out, well, wait a minute, the U.N. has very limited power. And basically the treaties that we've signed say we will not go to war. We will not attack another country unless the world basically says, yeah, this country needs to be attacked. And if we say that and everybody else who's a member of the UN says that, then maybe we can stop war in the world. And wouldn't that be a fine thing? Now, you want to talk about the surrender. And so anyhow, that's Bolton's belly aching, is that, you know, the fact that the UN exists. I mean, he just, you know, doesn't like, you know, what? You got something that's preventing us from having wars? Now, you want a real surrender of sovereignty? Look at the World Trade Organization, which says that a corporation can sue our government or can sue your business, a corporation from some other country, because they don't like our practices. You know, for example, for 25 years, the Humane Society of the United States, along with a whole bunch of other groups, but they were the leader, tried to stop this practice of netting to catch tuna that killed dolphins, because dolphins tend to swim above where tuna are below, because as the tuna are feeding, the chum comes up above and the dolphins would eat it. And they just drop these giant nets and they kill all these dolphins. They drown them because they're air-breathing mammals. And so we finally said, can't do that anymore. You got to use hooks, or you got to use a technique that will only catch the tuna and the dolphins can survive. And we had this dolphin-safe tuna. And we signed the WTO and NAFTA, and Mexico sues us. And the Clinton administration actually supported them in their lawsuit of us, saying, that's illegal. You can't do that. That's illegal restraint of trade under NAFTA and the WTO. And they won. So, I mean, that, in my mind, is a real surrender of sovereignty. But anyhow, 1-866-303-2270, our number. Steve in Plainview, New York. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hi, how are you, Tom?
Just fine. What's up?
Listen, you're very smart, and the fact that you're shocked at anything that took place leading up to the invasion of Iraq, you and your listeners should read Marcus Aurelius and Meditations. There's nothing shocking.
I actually have, and I you know, from the Roman Empire, and I agree with you, and I'm not shocked by it. What I was shocked by was that Scott Pelley, who is supposed to be a reporter and should have been friggin' paying attention, was somehow under the impression that Saddam Hussein wasn't doing everything he could to prevent his country from being invaded and to comply with the inspectors.
There are no reporters. There are no Ted Koppel.
I know. It's all infotainment.
They all get their checks signed by Disney, General Electric, or Fox. There are no reporters, only PR guys.
Yeah.
And anyway, I really called commenting about Teddy Kennedy's endorsement of Barack Obama. Is this the same Teddy Kennedy that metaphorically took the Democratic Party off the bridge at Chappaquiddick around 1970?
Yeah, I think...
He's the same guy.
Yeah, I think most of the country has kind of left that behind.
Yeah,
and Teddy Kennedy is viewed as a senior, as an elder statesman these days.
No, I understand that. But there's a reason why the Republicans occupied the White House as a minority party for the last 28 years of 40 years. There's a reason. They're much more cunning. They're all licking their chops about running against Obama.
Oh, yeah.
They rigged Iowa. We know they rigged Iowa. Those are Republicans' votes. They gave Obama his plurality in Iowa.
How do you know that, Steve? You're saying that Republicans showed up at the caucuses where people can see people from their own community, their own neighborhood?
Just look at the numbers. Look at the 240,000 numbers that were cast in Iowa.
So all those people who were representing themselves as independents who showed up at the caucuses, you see this as a Republican. The Republicans have decided they don't want to run against the white guy, John Edwards. They want to run against the woman or the black guy because they think they can beat them. Is that what you're suggesting?
The only way...
Heard that. I've seen that, frankly... on a number of conservative message boards,
right?
This is what it's all about.
How ill will John McCain look debating a Hillary Clinton or a John Edwards? The energy that they would put out there. How sick would Romney look? Forget anyone else. Forget even Huckabee. Because we're not going to even remember Huckabee's name in about 60 days.
Yeah,
but
the ultimate question, Steve, that you're asking, or the question that is raised by what you're saying, is America to the point where we can elect an African-American or a woman as president? And I say, absolutely we are. The question is this the right African-American or the right woman? And
correct.
If they're
absolutely.
The Democratic Party.
I think, first of all, George Bush has lowered the bar so much that anyone could be elected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mencken wrote this. I can go back an article that H.L. Mencken wrote in the 1920s about the day that we would elect the dumbest guy in the room.
Yeah, and we did. No, I got it, Stephen. Your point is made. But I still think, having said all that, I just dropped a caller here by accident. I'm sorry. Having said all that, I still think that I am personally of the opinion that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are viable candidates, and either one of them would make a good president for the United States, even though neither of them are my first choice. And I think that they're electable. I really do. David in Ventura, California. Hey, David.
Yeah, hi. Tom, I'd like to speak for, I guess, virtually every one of your listeners in saying if what you just mentioned with this review, the guy referred to the review, if that is not enough to get that guy, George W. Bush, up in front on charges in an international world court, could you please tell me what is? What would constitute a heinous enough crime to be prosecuted before the world?
The problem is that the United States has, you know, all this power with these world institutions, and we've got a lot of allies, and they're not going to embarrass Bush. You've got a whole lot of people who are holding power, and very few of them have very, very clean hands, whether it's Sarkozy or whether it's Brown or whether it's, whoever it's going to be. And they're all thinking, someday down the road, this could be me. And, so frankly, I think he's just going to get off scot-free. That's what I see coming. Joe in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, stick around for just a second. Let me pick you up on the other end. We've got to take a break here. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program, 866-303-2270, our number, tomhartman.com, airamerica.com, if you want to drop into our blog, our websites. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Tom Hartman program, where despair is not an option. Get active. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Arias at 4, weekday afternoon on 1480 KPHX.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let me show you how to capitalize on today's real estate market. I'm John Hayes, CEO of Homevestors, the We Buy Ugly Houses company. Our franchisees sell thousands of houses to investors every year. Subscribe free to our investor list and be among the first to know when new investment properties come available. When you sign up, I'll send you 12 free reports about how to profit from real estate investments. Subscribe to our investor list today at 12freereports.com and receive your free reports. That's 12freereports.com, 12freereports.com.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-416-7423. That's 1-800-416-7423. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-416-7423.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-771-5884. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-771-5884. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-771-5884. 1-800-771-5884.
Local coffee houses are a reflection of the community that surrounds them. Copper Star Coffee was looking for advertising that reflected our coffee house and our community. I'm Bill, owner of Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School Road. I work with the 1480 team to design an advertising campaign that is helping me grow my business. From radio spots to promotions and events, we designed something within our budget that has had a great impact on our sales. Our ads are successful because the listening community of 1480 are loyal and they truly support the businesses that advertise on this station.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill, account executive with 1480 KPHX. Interested in how we can wake up your business with a unique marketing campaign? Call 602-257-1351 or log on to 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Simple-minded and the uninformed can be easily led astray. And those that cannot connect the dots, hey, look the other way. People believe what they want to believe when it makes no sense at all. And I wish you all along sidelines and the strength to walk tall, walk tall.
Tom Hartman Program brought to you by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors, supporting your local radio station, getting out there and spreading the word, telling your friends to listen in, and by SEIU 1199, 200,000 health and hospital workers fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Okay, Judy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Sorry I cut you off there, but when the music begins, I even have to submit. What's up, Judy?
I was calling. I wanted to just respond to all the people that are calling for John Edwards to drop his candidacy, or even the people who are saying they're sure that the only role he has to play in the convention is that of kingmaker. I mean, we haven't even had Super Tuesday yet. There's still another debate, and I think South Carolina really showed that when he has a chance to get his message out, because they can't shut him out of the debates, or at least they haven't tried yet like they did to Dennis. You know, once his message is heard, his support grows. Like in the past 25 days, they said that his fundraising and donations have exceeded the whole last quarter, and over half of those people are new contributors. So he's obviously doing better and growing, and I think he's largely being written off and mm-hmm. with no help of the media, you know?
Yeah, in my mind, the only person who can take John Edwards out of this race is John Edwards.
Agreed, yeah, and I mean, I don't think he will drop out because all these people are calling for it, but it seems like even just the slightest bit of coverage that he does get in the media is people saying, oh, he should be dropping out, oh, he's not viable anymore, and it blows my mind. And with him not being included in these polls anymore, you know, they're faulting him for citing that poll in December, saying he's the only one that can beat all the Republicans by the margin of error, but they didn't include him in the next poll
right.
that they
no,
did.
No, I saw a couple of days ago there was, you know, one of the TV pundits had on, you know, let's talk about Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Edwards. And then they had on somebody from the Obama camp and from the Clinton camp.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a debate between the two of them. And that was
awful.
It
makes me so mad. Like, yeah. I read...
Well, there's a reason for it, though, Judy. And the reason why is because John Edwards is the anti-big, mega, monopoly corporate candidate.
Right,
and that is... that exactly. That is the corporate media. So when you're talking about MSNBC, you're talking about General Electric and, you know, or Time Warner, CNN.
Right.
And they are not going to have it. They're not going to have a guy who's president who they know is going to break up their big corporate monopolies and give them problems. And so, anyhow, that's the bottom line. Charles in Atlanta. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I've listened to your show for a while now. Like, kind of like your point of view. You're really interesting. But I want to make a point. I'm a black person,
mm-hmm.
and I hear all these people calling up talking about how, you know, Democrats are going to lose if they let Obama win, or, you know, the Republicans are kind of like hoping for this. These people need to check their comments, because black people have been loyal to the Republican Party for the last 40 years or so.
You mean the Democratic Party?
Pardon me?
You mean the Democratic Party?
Yes, and they've voted like 90% Democrat.
Yep.
And this Democratic Party is the base of the black people. Black African Americans are the base of the Democratic Party. And if we...
Well, they're a good chunk of the base. I'd say labor is a good chunk of the base. There are a lot of constituencies that make up the... But your point is well taken. I get it.
Yeah, and well, South Carolina, you know, look at all the emphasis on that. They moved everything up for a reason.
Sure.
But the point I'm trying to make is that if we decide to go independent, Democratic Party will pretty much cease to be a viable party. There's so, like 90% of black Americans vote. And we decide not to really support that, become independent, and then we'll see how, you know, how much loyalty people have for us.
Yeah, see, Charles, African Americans are facing the same problem in what you're identifying is the same problem that I'm facing if Hillary Clinton's the nominee.
Right.
And she and her strategists have made it very clear. We had one of them on this program a couple of weeks ago who said, you know, basically we're assuming that even though progressives, you know, don't think that Hillary's all that progressive, if she's the nominee, where are they going to go?
Well, let me make this one point before you go. Yes, the Republicans have made an argument. It makes sense that, you know, so-called white liberals, you know, are really condescending toward blacks. And in some ways they are, because like I said, they have been taking black people for, I mean, there are a lot of issues in the black community that have not been addressed.
Yep.
Basically, education, for one thing. I mean, the education system kind of sucks. You've been to an inner city school lately?
Yeah, no,
I've
done consulting work with the Atlanta, back when we lived in Atlanta, with the inner city schools in Atlanta, and I can tell you,
it's hell. I grew up in the Midwest, and I understand that. The point I'm trying to make is that, just want to make this point, like I said, they need to check that attitude, because like I said, if the blacks become independent, then the base will be the Labor Party, and the Labor Party is diminishing every minute.
Yeah, and I'm concerned, frankly, about progressives as well. What we're talking about here is the evolution of a circular firing squad, and we all need to stop it as quickly as we can. Charles, thank you for your comments. Your points are well made. Pat in Granite Falls, Washington. Hey, Pat.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. Now, there are things that need to be said. Our great nation is made up of people from countries all over the world. I won't go through all of the nationalities, but all of these people of all nations and countries of the world are watching this next election in 2008. And it's excruciating to me to think that at this time in our country's history, we would be judging who we're going to vote for by the color of their skin. I'm going to make this a little shorter.
I agree with you, Pat, but let me tell you, there are still large chunks of America where you will have the experience, where you probably will still have the same experience that Louise had when we first moved to Atlanta back in 1983, where the real estate agent said, do you want to look at houses in the white section of town or in the mixed section of town? I mean, racism is alive and well in America, let me tell you.
Yes, and this is what I want to say. It is time that we grow up. We
yep.
want to advance out of preschool and kindergarten and grow up and become adults and vote for the person who is going to help our country, and our country needs it desperately. And I would like to add
we're out of time. There's no time to add, but I appreciate your comments. And yeah, it is time for us to grow up, and it is time for us to say we're going to vote for the right person regardless of their race or their gender. Coming up tomorrow, Thomas Paine's birthday. Harvey Kay on Thomas Paine and the Province of America. We'll recap Bush's last State of the Union. What were the highlights and the lowlights, plus the best of the rest of the news right here. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire some of mine through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations want euros rather than dollars today, and that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call and talk to their experts. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have